Gemara goes through the text in the different samos and the different brachas. And when each bracha was instituted, so towards the bottom of the Amud, the Gemara quotes Tanoim, who say not only is Birchas Hamazon there, Rice of Eliel, Birchas Hamazon, Birchas HaTorah Minayin, Rabbi Shmuel says he has a Kavachimah. If the Torah requires, you have to say a bracha in connection with eating food, which is only Chayisho, so in connection with learning Torah, which is Chayoylam, like Kol Shekein. The next Tana says, Ein Tzorach, what do you have to come out to a Kavachimah? Kavachimah, you can ding this on the logic. Here we have better than a Kavachimah. The pasuk says you have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu Eretz HaTov Asher Nasan Lach. And the other pasuk says that Luchos Luchos Eben HaTorah VaMitzvah. So just like here, by benching it says Uvirachtos Hashem Elkech Hu Eretz HaTov Asher Nasan Lach. You have to bless HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you have to thank Him for the Matana. So to over there, where the Torah says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a Matana of the Torah, it's understood, based on Gzeira Shava, it's understood you have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. All of a sudden comes Rav Meir, and he seems like he's introducing a totally foreign concept of Kshem Shem Mevorchem Al HaTeva, Kach Mevorchem Al HaRoh. If a tragedy occurred, you have to say a bracha. That's the Mishnah later. It says, L'kam on daf nun dalet am anal. How does that fit in over here? It's a totally different drasha. I mean, it's just the way the Rashash says that it's based on the phraseology of the pasuk here by Birchas HaMazon. Uvirachtu as Hashem Elokecho al ha'oretz ha'toiv al shenosan lo. As Hashem Elokecho, you have to bless Hashem Elokecho. Elokecho means whatever he does b'midas ha'din, and Hashem means whatever he does b'midas ha'chesed. So k'shem shemavarchem al ha'toiv v'kachem varchem al ha'ro. So that's according to the Rashash, who says that the pasuk that Rav Meir is darshaning from is the pasuk from Birchas HaMazon. When we mentioned yesterday that others disagree, the other Balabas disagreed with the first Balabas, the Avnei Shayim disagreed with the Rashash, and he thought that it's not based on that pasuk. That's not the way the pasuk Hashanosan Lucha Hashem Elokecha is the wrong phraseology. So he claims it's based on a ganz in a different pasuk. So what does the Gemara introduce it over here? This is a brisa that's talking about Birchas HaMazon, and then we threw in Birchas HaTorah, either because Birchas HaTorah is derived through a Kal V'Chaimah from Birchas HaMazon, Chayisho Chayoylam, or you don't even need a Kal V'Chaimah, it's a Gzera Shava. That it says be'etn l'cho, but what is it? Shem shem mevorchem al ha'tov v'kach mevorchem al ha'ro. What does it have to do with this? So the Marsha writes on this daf that he was inspired when he looked in the Rashi. He was inspired to interpret, not exactly so clear that that's what Rashi says, but it occurred to him as he was reading Rashi that what it means is the following: when you get an aliyah, you have to say a bracha. Whether you're reading something happy in the aliyah or you're reading something tragic in the aliyah. Let's say you get the aliyah of the Teichachos. So I should bless the Rabbanu Shalom when he's giving me curses. So that's what Rav Meir means to say. You have to recite Birchas HaTorah, K'shem Shem Mevorchem Al HaTeva, just like you recite Birchas HaTorah in connection with promises in the Chumash that are good. Thank you very much. Kach Mevorchem Al HaRoh. So too, you're obligated to recite Birchas HaTorah if you're going to be getting the aliyah of the Teichachos. Mm-hmm.
But if you're getting the
Teichachah,
it doesn't start with the
Teichachah,
it starts with something else.
Starts with Teichachah, right. Starts with Teichachah. The Mishnah says in the Megillah that when you're laying the Teichachah, you're not allowed to be mafsik in the middle. You're not allowed to make Kaisachas in the middle. The Gemara says it really goes on the Teichachah and Bechukaisa, the Teichachah and Kisova. You may be mafsik in the middle, Medina, the Gemara, but the Minig is, the Rambam writes there in the Pirush HaMishnah, Minig is that we're not mafsik even in the middle of the Teichachah and Kisova. So the Gemara gives two reasons why. So the Amorim give and the Medrash, they give the two reasons why. So one of the two reasons is that Ein Bedin Sheyubana Miskadalim Anim is Baruch. The Rabbanu Shlom doesn't want that. They should give him blesses. The one who gets the Aliyah should say a bracha, and they're going to read a section about cursing the Jewish people. He doesn't want that. Yeah. So that's why. That's according to one explanation in the Gemara. So that's why it's not right to make Hoysophis in the middle of the Teichachah, because the one who's going to get that Aliyah we'll have to say a bracha. So he's going to be saying a bracha to the Rabbanu Shalom on the curses. Yeah. So the Marsha says that he thinks that that's what our Gemara means. That you bedafke. That the Gemara is saying you have to say a bracha, Birchas HaTorah, even if you're learning Dvorim Haroim in the Tanakh. Even if you're learning about curses. No, that's the Marsha suggestion. That Rav Meir is not is not telling us the general din from the Mishnah in the last pair, Kishem Shem Vorchim Al HaTov, Kach Vorchim Al HaRoh. It's a prat within Birchas HaTov. Okay. What does the Gemara continue to say? If you have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, V'chalta V'savot V'rachta Al HaOretz HaTovah, you have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the good land that He gave you, so you should mention not only that it's Oretz HaTovah Shenosanah, you should add on also that Eretz Chemda Tovah Rechovah. Yeah. What does it mean, Rechova? Eretz is not so wide. The whole Eretz is so narrow. It's narrow like Washington Heights. It's a very, very skinny country. So what sense do you refer to Eretz Yisrael as Eretz Rechova? In Chumash it's called Eretz Rechova, in the beginning of Chumash Mos. So it's usually assumed to mean, Rechova means that the Rebbeinu Shalom gave us a mitzvah, we should all move to Eretz Yisrael. We're all supposed to live in Eretz Yisrael. Everybody's supposed to make a living. So the Torah promises that Eretz Yisrael is Rechava. It's big enough to hold all the Jews. There's enough room for everybody to fit in there, and everyone can make a decent living. That's what it means, Rechava. What does it mean, Eretz Chemda? What does the word Chemda mean? So by the Eitz Hadas, it's described as Vater Hisha Ki Nechmad Ha'etz Lemare. Nechmad Lemare means that it was very appealing. Eretz Yisrael is also described in Yirmiyah, I think. Eretz Yisrael is described after the Churban Habayis, is described as Eretz Chemda, that is a very appealing location, that the Jews are attracted to Eretz Yisrael, even though it doesn't make any sense. That's how Rav Soloveitchik pointed out, that in the days of Yehoshua ben Nun, that they were attracted to Eretz Yisrael, so that's not attraction. They were promised that they're going to be Nisim and Nifloas and fighting all the battles, and the Oren HaBris is going to go first and going to knock down all the enemies, and they're going to take over Eretz Lam and Aleph Malach, and they'll all become wealthy people. So if someone would, if I would have a Navi tell me that if I go to that country I'm going to become a multimillionaire and I won't have to lift a finger to fight a war, and everything, all the enemies will fall automatically. So you don't have to be, it's not that it's attractive. Seichel dictates that it should go there. But after the Churban Bayis Rishon, and the Jews were still attracted to come back to Eretz Yisrael from Golos Bavel, and the Psukim say that when they were coming back, it was with such great difficulty, and they were working hard, and the enemy was giving them a hard time every step of the way, and they were under the Shilton Hagoyim. They weren't, they didn't have their own independent government at all till the days of the Chashmonaim. And still they wanted to go to Eretz Yisrael. So that's what's referred to by the Novi Yirmiyah as Eretz Chemda. Eretz Chemda means, by the Eitz Hadas, the adjective Chemda, Nechmad Ha'etz Lamaskam, means it was, she found it attractive, the sin was attractive. And Kedusha is also very attractive, appealing. So that's what the Rav Lezer says, the Tana Rav Lezer says, that once you have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Al Horetz HaToivah Shenosach, you have to thank him for the Horetz HaToivah. So you may as well add on also another two descriptions, Chemda and Rechova, biblical descriptions of Eretz Yisrael. Yeah. And then you have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for Malchus Beis Dov in the middle of Bnei Yerushalayim. Why? We said you have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for Yerushalayim, not only Al Horetz, Al Horetz HaToivah. HaToivah refers to Hor HaToivah Zeh, the Halavon and Hora Tovah says Yerushalayim. So Rashi and other Rishonim say Malchus Beis David should be mentioned because David HaMelech was the one who was Mekadesh Yerushalayim. That's the one line that Rashi writes. The David HaMelech Shal Yodan is Kach Yerushalayim. That's the Gemara Zvachim Dab Chovdam. Yesterday we suggested maybe you can say a different pshat, that Yerushalayim has two aspects to it. So one aspect is that it's the Mokam HaMikdosh, the whole city is the Mokam HaMikdosh, that's why Yi Kachim Kalim. In the whole city Yerushalayim, and then the second aspect is Al Pidin Yerushalayim is the official capital of the government of Eretz Yisrael when you have a Jewish government, and that's only the Rambam writes in the beginning of Hilchas Malachim Perek Aleph, quoting from the Yerushalmi, the Malchus Beis David is the official government of Eretz Yisrael. That's called the Malchus Hanevcheres Al Pidin. That's called the special dinim for Malchus Beis David. What are the special dinim? There's one din: Ein Yeshiva Bazar El the Malchus Beis David Bolgad. No one is allowed to sit in the Azara, even the Kohen Gadol is not allowed to sit in the Azara, except for the Melech and the Malchus Beis David. So Rashi in two places has there's a stira that they point out on the side of the Gemara, on the Gilyon, on the margin, the Masoras HaShas, There's a steer between two Rashi's. Is that a Nisa Daraisa in Yeshiva Bazar? Is that a Din Daraisa? And this is an exception to the rule on the level of Daraisa that Yen Yeshiva Bazar Ela Lemalchei Beis Dovel Belvat. That Loshen was probably not part of the Halacha L'Moshe B'Sinai. According to the one version in Rashi that it's Halacha L'Moshe B'Sinai and Yeshiva Bazar, so you probably have to say that's what Rav Elbala writes in the Sefer HaFam. You should probably have to assume that the wording of the Halacha L'Moshe B'Sinai was and Yeshiva Bazar Elo L'Malchus HaNevcheres, and that was to be determined in the future. Asher Abena is not going to say Malchus Beis Dovel, he said Elo L'Malchus HaNevcheres. And that was later determined that it turned out to be Malchus Beis Dovid. Malchus Beis Dovid was the Malchus son of Cheres. According to the other day in Rashi, it's only a din. The whole din is only a din with the Rabban in the first place, and Yeshiva Bazar. So the exception to the rule is the whole din is with the Rabban. The exception to the rule is with the Rabban. But I'll call upon him, you see that the Malchus Beis Dovid has a special status. Meikir Adin, either Menat Torah possibly, according to one Rashi, or at least mid the Rabban. Then you have the Rambam writes in the Pirush HaMishnayos in the end of Sanhedrin that Amar b'Malchus is usually Yesh Rishus LaMelech LaHorgo. The Melech has a right to kill him if he chooses to, except for Amar b'Malchus Beis David, he's really Chayiv Nisim. Not Stam Rishus LaMelech LaHorgo, he's really Chayiv Nisim. Then the Rambam writes in the beginning of Hilchus Melachim this difference, that only the Melachus from the Malchus Beis David is permitted to use Yerushalayim as his capital city of his government. If it's not from the Malchus Hanukheris, any other king other than Malchus Beis David is not supposed to be using Yerushalayim as the capital. So they're different dinim. So one could say that the reason why you have to mention Malchus Beis David is because that Yerushalayim is officially the capital of Eretz Yisrael. In addition to the fact that it's the Mokum of the Migdash, has to be officially the capital of Eretz Yisrael. And it's for the official government of Malchus Beis David. So that's why you mention it. But Rashi and some other Rishonim say not so. They say because Shal Yedei David Niskatcha Yerushalayim. They're talking about Kedushas Yerushalayim. Then the next Tana says you have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu that He gave us the mitzvah Bris Milah. You have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu He gave us the Torah. Yeah. Where did Bris Milah and the Torah come in? So Rashi explains, we already learned the Rashi yesterday, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Avraham Avinu the Matan of Eretz Yisrael in the Parsha of Milah. On the occasion of Avraham Avinu performing the Bris Milah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a deal with him. He gave him Eretz Yisrael as a Matan. So since we have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for giving us Eretz Yisrael, so we thank him for having given us the mitzvah. For having given us the mitzvah milo, shal yidei mitzvah milo, he gave us the matnas ha'aretz. And then Rashi points out the matnas ha'aretz was ala tanai, that we will keep Torah mitzvahs. You have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for giving us Torah in chukim. That's all part of the thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the matnas ha'aretz, because the matan of Eretz was given ala tanai, that we will observe Torah and Chukim. Then the next Tana says, Pleim is one of the Tanoim. He says, which one should you mention first? So he thinks that the Mishnah in the Dorim speaks about the significance of Bris Milah, Shenichrusu Aleho Yud Gimel Brisos. What exactly does that mean? So what it means is that in Parshas Lech Lecha, when the mitzvah of Milah is mentioned, so the word Bris appears 13 times. Nichrusu Aleho Yud Gimel Brisos means it's mentioned 13 times. And the Torah nitno b'sholosh brises. Which are the sholosh brises? So Rashi refers you to the sugi and soita, where there's two versions among the Tanoim, which were the three times that the Torah was given. So one Tana says the Torah was given the first time in Har Sinai, the second time in Ol Moed, with 40 years of traveling in the Midbar, and the third time it was given in Har Gerizim before Moshe Rabbeinu died. The third time is in Arbis Moyav before Moshe Rabbeinu died. And then the Hagrizim, that's a different opinion in the Gemara. That's a different opinion in the Gemara, that you delete one of the first three and you replace it with the Hagrizim, with the Krisis Bris and Hagrizim. So Plemo says that the Torah was given in three Bris, and three times Torah was given, Zundit and Mishalosh Bris, and Bris Mila was given, mentioning the word Bris 13 times. So it's so the Bris Mila should be mentioned before the Torah.
Why find note of the Chazal we mentioned you see us in Zion, the Pasha, the son of the mayor, the son of the
law. I don't know, the Gemara doesn't even mention it. I don't know. The whole Yitzhak Mitzrayim is in order to lead up to entering Eretz Yisrael. Yeah. But the Gemara should have mentioned it. I don't know. I don't know why the Gemara doesn't mention it. Yeah. Then the Gemara quotes a Tana Rababa, who's this Tana, on the side of the Gemara. They quote from the Yoruch that this is Rav. Gemara says that Rav Tana who Palig, that Rav reserves the right to disagree with Tanaim. Here you have a brisa where Rav is quoted. His real name was Rababa. So what they quote him as saying that in Neidelecha, you have to at least thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for one thing. And that very strange Gemara. What do you mean thank him for one thing? You thank him on Yetzias Mitzrayim and on Bris and on Torah and on Eretz Yisrael. Thank him for so many different things. So what does he mean? You have to thank Tchila V'Asayid. Yeah, okay. Thank Tchila V'Asayid, fine. Then he says, V'apoiches lo yivchas meyachas. How is it possible to say Noida L'cho and not mention anything? How can you compose a Nusach of Noida L'cho? By deleting everything? What are you going to say? We thank you for everything that you gave us. Thank you very much. That's all. And you don't say what? The short form. So that's what he says. You have to specify something. Remember once they honored one of the gvirim, one of the big donors to the yeshiva. Maybe it was Mr. Stern, the one who gave the money for Stern College. Could be that it was him. So they gave a whole kibbutz. So then he got up at the end of the whole luncheon and he said he really had in mind to say the short form, but they gave such an arich, he's going to give the long form. He was going to say thank you. Now they gave such an arich, he's going to say thank you very much. Exactly. That was the long form. So what? How does Rababa visualize? He's going to say, Noida L'cho, Chila V'Sof. You're not going to say anything. It's just thank you very much, and we appreciate it. Thank you. You're not going to say anything. That's what he means. Ha'pechus l'ivchus meyachas. You have to mention explicitly at least one of the things. Of course, you have to mention Eretz Yisrael. Says on the Chumash. No. Of course, you have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu and mention explicitly Eretz Yisrael. So what does it mean? HaPechus l'ivchas meyachas. One of the additional things. Eretz Yisrael that says in Chumash means you shouldn't mention less than one of the additional things of Malchus Beis David, of Bris Milo, of Torah, and Chukim. I don't know what it means. HaPechus l'ivchas meyachas. Chal HaPechus meyachas, if he says less than one thank you, erez him igunim. Can't imagine the nusach of the bracha. I don't know. Yeah. How do you conclude the bracha? What bracha do we say? Al ha'oretz v'al ha'mozim. We thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for giving us Eretz Yisrael. So there were those who had a nusach manchil ha'aretz. So the Gemara says that that's hareza bur. That's not correct. Why? So in the back of the Gemara, they quote from the Beis Yosef that manchil ha'aretz refers in general. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the British. He gave the British England, and he gave the French France, and he gave the Germans Germany, and he gave the Americans America. He gave each nationality different countries. And Manchel HaRotzes is a general bracha. And the Torah says we have to specify Al Ha'oretz HaTov Shenos Anoch. We have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for giving us Eretz Yisrael. Not some. Thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for being Manchel HaRotzes to all the various nationalities. You have to thank him specifically for having given us Eretz Yisrael. So that's what the Gemara says. Whoever says Manchel HaRotzes is Hareza Bur. Then the next one, that's already a Machlokes. The one who concludes the third bracha, the bracha about Yerushalayim, Moshiach Yisrael, is also a Bur. Why? Because he's supposed to mention about rebuilding Yerushalayim and rebuilding the Beis HaMikdash. Not supposed to just say Moshiach Yisrael. The Gemara is going to say later, the word Tanoim and Amoroim, who did say Moshiach Yisrael. But this first braisa holds that Hareza Bur, that's not proud. Chol Shein Oem Abris V'tar B'bichas Horas Machlis V'dav Yerushalayim La Yotze Yidei Chai Vosoi. A sharp statement. You're not Yotze. So the tour has an issue over here. The tour is not sure whether this is to be taken Le'ikuva, that really you have to bench over again. La Yotze Yidei Chai Vosoi, literally. So you're not Yotze to bench and you have to start all over again. Or is it no? Liyotze dechay vasa means he wasn't yotze the mitzvah min amuvchah, but sof kol sof. Bottom line, he is yotze birchas hamazon. He wouldn't tell me he has to repeat the birchas hamazon. So the Torah is not sure. How can you say that it's me'akid b'diyevet? Yeah. on the level of the Raisa, for sure it's not Miyakeh B'Yevim. The Pashtus may be, maybe same with the Rabbanon, it's Miyakeh B'Yevim. Because since they instituted it to be recited, and the Nusach, the Birchas HaMazon, say, Mishanam Be'er Shetavacham in Bracha, say, you're not Yotzeh. Lo Yotzeh Dechavasa. So the Gemara says, that part of the Raisa, Misayelei the Rebbe Loi Damar, Rebbe Loi, Rabbi Yankiv, Baracha Mishum Rabbeinu Kol Shalom, Bris V'Tor B'Chasaras Malchus B'Lev Yishalayim, Lo Yotzeh Dechavasa. Exactly the same thing. Exactly the same thing. That's the same shayla. What does it mean? Lo yotzeh dechavasa means that really you're not yotzeh the benching, even with the yevid, you have to repeat the birchas hamazon, or it means lo yotzeh dechay vasa mitzvah min amupcha. We mentioned there is a machlokes Tosis in the Ramban how to read a Mishnah in Sukkah. Mishnah in Sukkah. The Gemara quotes the Mishnah in Sukkah on Yud Aleph and Med Aleph, that 10 lines from the bottom, on the first wide line. Misha hoy rosh v'rugu v'sukkah b'shulchan v'sach habayis. So b'shama make gzera the Rabbanon v'pesilah machshir. There's no gzera the Rabbanon. So they went to visit one Tana on one occasion, and he was sitting in the sukkah, Rosh HaRuba in the sukkah, B'Shulchan HaMisach HaBayis. And the Basila claim that they didn't tell him anything. Obviously, it's not a problem. Obviously, in the earlier generations, the Beis Shammai agreed with the Basila that there's no Gzeira D'Rabban. Amro lahem, so the Bishamai, who were debating this issue with the Basila in the later generation, said, no, Misham Raya, either B'tmi or B'nichusa, you bring a Raya from there, or Misham Raya B'nichusa, yeah, that's a perfect right. Avim Amro lahem, they did tell him, in Keno, he said, no, lo kiyamta mitzvah sukkah miyamecho. So what does that expression mean, lo kiyamta mitzvah sukkah miyamecho? So Tosfos learned that even though it's Gzeira D'Rabbanon, you're not even yet in the mitzvah sukkah on the level of the Raya. Once the Chachamim insist you have to fulfill a mitzvah by sitting Rosh HaVeruba v'Shulchanoi b'Soch HaSukkah, we don't allow you to sit Shulchanoi b'Soch HaBayis and bring the food in. So if you'll do like that, you won't even be Yotzeh on the level of the Reis. And the Ramban and the Mochamas disagrees with the Tosfos, and he says, no, it doesn't mean that. L'kiyamta mitzvah sukkah mi'amecha means you're not Yotzeh mitzvah min amufcha. You're not Yotzeh because of the Gzera the Rabbanon, but on the level of the Reis, you are Yotzeh. So just a similar question over here, just textually. When the Gemara says, Lo yotzeh yidechai vasen, really, so the Torah is not sure. It's to be taken literally. Lo yotzeh yidechai vasen, he has to repeat the birchas hamazon. Oh no, it means not yotzeh yidechai vasen, mitzvah min amufcha, but he's still yotzeh the bench. He's not sure. Then the Gemara has a machlekes hatanoi. Pligi bar rabab rabab yosef ben nistoy rabban charam atev ametiv tzricha malchus charam eina tzricha malchus. What's the rule? So we had the rule previously that every brocha has to be posachas bebaruch, and every brocha has to have shemu malchus. Unless it's a brocha smucha lechavato, then it neither needs shemu malchus nor does it have to be posachas bebaruch. So what constitutes a brocha smucha lechavato? So it means if there's a series of brachas, al pidin, it constitutes a series, and there's a tzirif between them. The shaila is over here, what's the nature of the bracha b'tayva meitiv? Was it instituted as a separate bracha to be recited after the conclusion of the birchas hamazon? That's what the Gemara calls b'tayva meitiv lav deraisa, and b'tayva meitiv deraisa means that it was instituted as part of the birchas hamazon. Doesn't necessarily have to be taken literally that it's the Reis, it could be that it's the Rabbanon, but it's still part of the Birchas HaMazon. So if it's part of the Birchas HaMazon, and then to grow part of the Birchas HaMazon, then just like Neudelucho, and just like Rachem HaSmucha L'Chavato, and they don't have to be Pasachas B'Boruch, and they don't have to have Malchus, so Atoiv HaMeitiv also doesn't have to be Pasachas B'Boruch, and doesn't have to have Malchus. But if you hold that it's a separate Brocha that was instituted by the Chacham B'Yavne Tiknu, after Nitna Haruge Beta Lekvura, like the Gemara said before, that this was instituted as the separate bracha to be recited after the conclusion of the Birchas HaMazon, not really an integral part of benching, that it's not a smucha l'chavato. So that's why it should begin, Baruch Atah Hashem, should be Pasachas B'Baruch, and it has to have its own malchus. Yeah. So the top Tosis points out, on Mem Tesem and Aleph, that there is a nusach like that in the Tosefta. that Atayva Meitiv is not Pasachas B'Baruch. We, our practice is Baruch Ato Hashem Elkeinu Malchem Kelovina Malkeinu Adirein Barein Gualein Yatzvein Yudushen Yudosh Yaakov. It begins with Baruch Ato. It does begin with Baruch Ato. Why? Because we assume that Atayva Meitiv is Lav Darais. It's not part of the Birchas Hamazon. It's a separate bracha, so it's not Smucha L'Chavito. But they quote from the Tosefta that the Tanoim who insist that Atayva Meitiv is Darais, it means that it's part of the Birchas Hamazon. They had a different nusach that Atayva Meitiv was not Pasachas B'Baruch, because they treated it like a Smucha L'Chavito. That's the Machlokes HaTanoim. That the Gemara is going to repeat. In a later generation, there was a Machlokes HaMaharim about the same Shiloh. Came up in a later generation. Same Shaila had a Paschal La'alacha, whether Tavah Meitu is the Raisa or the Rabban. What does the Gemara continue? Turn Rabban, Ma'u Lachsa Mebin Yerushalayim. What's the completion? What's the final Brache? Rachem Al Yisrael Amechav Al Yerushalayim Mirech Hatzim Mishkan Kodecha. How do you conclude that Baruch Ata Hashem? How do you finish off that Brache? Ba'in the Barachem Al Yerushalayim Amen. So that's the Gemara Shaila. Ma'al Chosim Ibinyan Yerushalayim. How do you conclude the bracha? Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yudah says, you say Moshiach Yisrael. That's what Rababa before, the Tana and the Braisa before said, that one who says Moshiach Yisrael is a boor. So this Tana is the one who felt like that. The other Tana was commenting on his practice. Whoever does like that is a boor. But this Tana, Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yudah, felt that you should say Moshiach Yisrael. Greg the Gemara, Moshiach Yisrael, then Bin Yerushalayim, lo, dafke Moshiach Yisrael. And if we say Baruch Atah Hashem Bani Yerushalayim, that's not good enough. That the whole theme of the bracha is HaKadosh Baruch Hu should have Rachmanis on Klal Yisrael, so should give us back Yerushalayim, give us back the Beis HaMikdash, give us back the Malchus Beis David. So that's the main theme. How can you say that you should only say Moshiach Yisrael? The main theme should really be on Yerushalayim, because it was derived from the Pasuk Al Ha'aretz HaTeiva. Ha'aretz is Eretz Yisrael Matnas Ha'aretz. That's Noide Lecha. And Atayva is a Yerushalayim Shanem, Mahara Atayva is Eva Halvanan. So why should you divert the theme of the bracha to say Moshiach Yisrael? You should really concentrate on Yerushalayim. Mar says, no, what the Tana meant to say was Aleima Af Moshiach Yisrael. If you say by Yerushalayim, for sure it's good. This Tana holds that if you say Moshiach Yisrael, has the same meaning, has the same connotation. Moshiach Yisrael Al-Yidei Binyan Yerushalayim. It's also acceptable. Not like Rabbah says before, Harei Zabur. This Tana holds that it's not a boor, it's an ishgefel. More correct, probably he agrees that it's Bani Yerushalayim. So the Gemara tells a story. Ab Bar Avuna Ikla de Bei Reish Galusa, Pasach Bechoda, when he started Rachim Noah, so Rashi explains, he didn't say the way we say, Rachman al Yisrael Amech Bal Yerushalayim Erech Aval Tzim Mishkan Kvedech Na Malchus Beis David Mishichecho. He didn't say Rachim Noah on everything, he just said Rachim Noah on one. And the Siyem Bitarati, when he made the Chasimus HaBracha, he said, Moshiach Yisrael Ubani Yerushalayim. He concluded with two themes. On Rav Chizda gave a negative comment, and he said, you're not doing right. Kibbut and Lemechta Metarte, what's such a big chokhmah, such an intelligent thing, to conclude with two different themes in the Chasima, the din is you're not allowed to do that. V'atani, V'yavir Brais, Rav Yoimer, Ein Chasmin Mishnah. So he bopped him over the head, that's not proper. You shouldn't conclude with two different themes. In Chos Mishnah, Gufa, the Gemara starts all over again. Rabbi Yemim Chos Mishnah. The Gemara is going to say why? Because in Osa Mitzvah is Chavil or Chavil. It's fine. You're using the same Shema Malchus for two different brachas. Every bracha has to have Shema Malchus. So he was using the Shema Malchus for the first theme and for the second theme as well. We already discussed the Magen Avraham holds that even B'Di'evit you're not Yotzing. The person will rattle off all the 15 brachas HaShachar. He's in a rush, he wants to save time, so he says, Baruch Atah Hashem Makan Malcha Olam, and those in the Sechmin will have Chem Yemim Mein. Loilu Shalos Ani Goy, Vishalos Ani Yov, Vishalos Ani Yishuf, Bekeh Chivrim, Chulei. So the Magen Avraham says that even B'di Yeved, you're not Yoytzei. All 15 brachas, so which one are you Yoytzei? So the Magen Avraham says, La Aloche, you're Yoytzei the first one, and the next 14, you're not Yoytzei. Unless, originally, when he said, initially, when he mentioned the Shem Malchus, he had a mind to say the fourth, and then after he said the Shema Malchus, then he figures, may as well say, well, the 15. So since at the time that he said the Shema Malchus, he had in mind one particular one, bracha number 4, so then he's only Yotze bracha number 4. So we spoke about that. How did the Magen Avraham come up with that idea? Based on the Gemara, the end of the first pair. But in this Gemara, never really says that even B'di'evit it's not good. At least the Gemara just says that Al-Hatchilu shouldn't have it. The Magen Avraham adds on that even B'di'evit it's not good. So Rebbe says, Ein chayos mimishnayim. So the Gemara says, when Rebbe had made that comment, Eisvei Levi, the Rebbe, Levi was the Talmud of Rebbe. So he asked the Makasha, he said, Al ha'oretz v'al ha'mozan. That's a chasim mimishnayim. We thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for giving us their Eretz Yisrael, and also for giving us the food to eat. So Rebbe answers, that's not what it means. Al ha'oretz v'al ha'mozan means, Al ha'oretz the mafke mozan. We thank you for giving us the Eretz Yisrael, which gives forth food. The food grows from there. Then the Gemara said, what about Al Ha'aretz V'Al HaPeiros? Al Ha'aretz V'Al say Al Ha'aretz V'Al HaPeiros. So the Rebbe answers back the same answer. Oretz the Mafka Peiros. It's not a violation of Ein Chos Min Mishnayim. We're not thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for two different things, for giving us Eretz Yisrael and also for giving us the Peiros. No, we're thanking him for giving us Eretz Yisrael, which gives forth delicious Peiros. Then the Gemara asks, what about Mekadosh Yisrael V'Hazmanim? The Pashto says that's the Nusach HaBrach Mekadosh Yisrael V'Hazmanim. That's the Nusach that you say in the Shemona Esrei and in the Kiddush. On the Shalosh Shulchan, Mekadosh Yisrael V'Hazmanim. Rav Baruch Epstein has a whole essay in his autobiography that he thinks that's a misprint in the Sidurim. He suggests that really the Nusach should be just like on Rosh Hashanah, say Mekadosh Yisrael V'Yom HaZikaron. On Yom Kippur, say Mekadosh Yisrael V'Yom HaKippurim. So on Pesach you say Mekadosh Yisrael v'Chag HaMatzos, and on Shavuos you say Mekadosh Yisrael v'Chag HaShavuos, and on Sukkos you should say Mekadosh Yisrael v'Chag HaSukkos, and in the Siddur it says Mekadosh Yisrael in big letters, V'Hazmanim in small letters. So the word V'Hazmanim was left up to each individual person to fill in the correct name of the Yontif, depending whether it's Pesach, Shavuos, or Sukkos. And then the printer made a mistake and he just put it in Mekadosh Yisrael V'Hazmanim with Nekudas and everybody says it wrong. There are such Haggadahs on Pesach night where they have the Kiddush. There are such Sidurim and such old Haggadahs that have in the text of the Kiddush or the text of the Shemona Esrei, it says Mekadosh Yisrael V'Chag HaMatzos. But it's usually assumed that his argument is not correct. Rosh Hashanah is different, Yom Kippur is different, and Shalosh Regalim are basically the same Kedusha. Pesach Shavuos Sukkos share the same Kedusha. There's a din of Bal Teacher that depends on doesn't depend on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Bal Teacher depends on Shalosh Regalim. One Tana says Shalosh Regalim Kesidron, the other Tana say it doesn't have to be Kesidron. But there's a common denominator between the Shalosh Regalim. There's a Chiyuv Aliyah LeRegel on Pesach Shavuos Sukkot, which is not there on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. There's a unique type of Chiyuv Simcha on Shalosh Regalim. Samachta b'chagecha, that's Mechayv in Hallel. Possibly some Rishonim even hold that the Halal on Pesach Shavuos Sukkos is their Isa. Rosh Hashanah, the Gemara says, if we don't say Halal, the Rambam writes the explanation of the because in that you may Simcha Yisera. Even if we should assume that on Rosh Hashanah and Kippur there is a Chiv Simcha, but it's not you may Simcha Yisera. So there's a difference between Rosh Hashanah is Lechud and Yom Kippur is Lechud, and Shalosh Shukalim are the same type of a Kedusha Sayyim. That's why it's not a Kashif, and it's not a Hechra from Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. You can't really prove conclusively that the text of the Nusach HaBracha on Pesach Shavuos Sukkos should also be Kedusha Yisrael B'Chag HaMatzos.
You said earlier that Al-Aretz Al-Peros,
if he ate pears that grew in Eretz Yisrael,
then
you say Al-Aretz Val
Peres. Then the Gemara should have said, then the question should have been Al-Aretz Val Peres. The question is Al-Aretz Val Peres, which is implying the Chutz L'Aretz Peres and Eretz Yisrael.
I think the Nusach HaBracha still means the same. Al-Aretz Val Peres, we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for giving us Eretz Yisrael, which gives forth Peres. We weren't zeche to eat those pears. We ate pears that were grown in New York. We didn't eat oranges that came from Eretz Yisrael. We ate oranges that grew in America, whatever, grapes, let's say. If you eat pears from Eretz Yisrael, so then you mention in the Broch, Al-Aretz Val Peres. But even if you say Al-Aretz Val Peres, still means the same thing. We thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for having given us Eretz Yisrael, which gives forth beautiful pears.
We don't say Al-Aretz Val Peres.
Why don't we always say?
Yeah,
even if you're eating pears from Chutz L'Aretz. I don't know, I guess it's added emphasis. If you ate the peres that grew in Eretz Yisrael, you emphasize it even more. Al-Aretz Val Peres. But I think the Nusach means like that anyway. Al-Aretz Val Peres refers to the peres that grow in Eretz Yisrael anyway.
according to this logic, what's the problem of saying Moshe Yisrael and Ben Yerushalayim? Because Rashi says, Shoas Yisrael he Ben Yerushalayim. So according to this logic, you would be able to say both of them, no? Because like, one is, I mean, it's the same thing. You say,
that's what the Gemara is going to ask. Why is it different from, if you say Mekadosh Yisrael, you say, if you say what? Al Haaretz, Vala Peres means Haaretz, the Mafka Peres. The Gemara is going to say, Maishno, why is it different over here? So the Gemara says, Halcha Chode, he has some tarti. Kol Chode, Chode, Bapi Nafsha. So what does it mean? So the Gemara says, Moshiach Yisrael, Ubona Yerushalayim are really two unrelated things. You can have Yeshua Yisrael without Binyan Yerushalayim, you can have Binyan Yerushalayim without Yeshua Yisrael.
It's taking back what it said before. I mean, the way Rashi explained it before, that it's the same thing.
The one Tana who says that there's nothing wrong with saying Moshiach Yisrael is because he holds that it's the same thing. So we don't follow that practice. So the Gemara asks the Mishnah, why not? The Gemara says, no, because that's not what it means. Moshiach Yisrael, the Bani Yerushalayim are two unrelated things. You can have it, the Chuas Yisrael without Binyan Yerushalayim, you can have Binyan Yerushalayim without Chuas Yisrael. Can I have one without the other? Yeah, that's the machlokes hatanaim. Is it the same thing or is it not the same thing?
Yeah, but don't we seemingly see brothers have seen the tanki like real quick about so machu last house? I thought Shem Pao Khanel, the whole
day. So the Gemara assumes in all of those, but it sounds like you have two things. The Gemara is saying that it's really one thing. Real quick about so machu last house, the brother's home is a marvelous, wonderful doctor. It's just a further description of the medical work that he does. Rofi Kol Basam. This is a wonderful job of being a Rofi Kol Basam.
And by Hatov Shimba would also be one bracha, one.
Yeah, the theme of the bracha is Hidoya. We're thanking Kadosh Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Modim Anachnu Lov. So we say at the end, Lachano Elohodos. Tov Shimcha Lachano Elohodos. We thank you, and you're the one who deserves all of the thanks. But it's really, the emphasis is really L'chanu ala hodas, I guess. I don't know. So then the Gemara asks, what about the Kaddish Yisrael v'hazmanim? You're praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he gave the Jewish people Kedushas Yisrael, and that he sanctified the Yom Yitayim. So the Gemara says, no. What it means is, the Kaddish Yisrael v'kachinu l'zmanim. The Nusach HaBrocha means we praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he sanctified the Jewish people who in turn have the ability to be Mekadosh Dizmanim. How exactly are we Mekadosh Dizmanim? So the Gemara says, Mekadosh Yisrael v'Rosh HaKadoshim, that we understand. You saw the Kadosh Yisrael, the Kachino l'Rosh HaKadoshim, the Jewish people are Mekadosh Rosh HaKadoshim by declaring Mekudosh HaKadosh. Well, what do you mean Mekadosh Yisrael v'Hazmanim? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mekadosh of the Jewish people, the Kachinu v'Zmanim. How are the Jewish people Mekadosh v'Zmanim? So here there's a machlokes Rashi in the Rashba. Rashi writes that it's up to the Jews to establish when Rosh Chodesh is, and Memele, depending on when Rosh Chodesh will be, that will determine when Pesach will be, and when Shavuos will be, and when Sukkot will be. Mekadosh Yisrael, the Mekadosh v'Zmanim. Rashi writes, because Bnei Yisrael are Mekadosh the Chadoshim al pi Hariyah, and once we determine when Rosh Chodesh is, and Emele Yom Tov will be determined. Yes. And the Shita Mekubetzes in Bava Basra, the Gemara has a comment on a pasuk in Perek Yesh Nechman. So the Gemara says that the Yomim Tovim, Vaydav Moshe's Mayad Hashem al Bnei Yisrael, the Yomim Tovim need Kiddush Bezdin. And Shabbos Bereshis means regular Shabbos doesn't require a Kiddush Bezdin. So where do you have that the Yomim Tovim need Kiddush Bezdin? So the simple pshat is the way Rashi writes by us, that Bnei Yisrael Mekadosh the Rosh Chodashim Nememele, that determines when Pesach Shavuot Sukkot will fall out. So there the Rashba has another alternate pshat other than Rashi. He says maybe when they had a Sanhedrin, maybe there was a mitzvah on the part of the Sanhedrin to declare on Pesach, we hereby declare today is Kodesh B'Kedushas Pesach, and on Shavuos and on Sukkot, on each Yom Tov and on Yom Kippur. Rosh Hashanah they declared is Rosh Chodesh, and Mela becomes Rosh Hashanah. But Yom Kippur, even though Yom Kippur is the 10th of the month, and Sukkot is the 15th, and Pesach is also the 15th, it could have been Chama Mela. So he says, no, the Rashba says, the Gemara says that Mayade Hashem Tzrichim Kiddush Bezdin, so maybe it means that the Bezdin declared on each one of the Yomim Tovim, we hereby declare that today's Kaddish B'Kedusha is Chag HaPesach. I thought it was a very exotic Rashba. I was very surprised why Rav Soloveitchik mentioned it in Shir. We were once learning the Gemara, so he said, Rashi learns like this, and then Rashbam Bab Basan learns like that. So I didn't understand until 40 years later what he was driving at. Because we were discussing a couple of weeks ago, we were discussing the Tosfos in the beginning of Tfilas HaShachar, the Tosfos on Chavov on the base. What's the din if a person davens Minche on Rosh Chodesh and if he got to say Yalav Yavam? So the Gemara says he has to repeat the Shmoneh Esrei. If he forgot to say Yalav Yavam Hayriv, so the Gemara says Yalav Yavam Hayriv Avleil Rosh Chodesh, that's the one exception to the rule. You don't have to repeat the Shmoneh Esrei because Bezin is not Mekadosh as HaChodesh Balayla. So it's not, so it's as if it's not yet Rosh Chodesh. It's going to become Rosh Chodesh tomorrow morning. Once the Bezin will declare it Rosh Chodesh in the morning, it'll become Rosh Chodesh Mila Mafreya. Let's say the Bezin declares that it's Rosh Chodesh a minute before the Shkia, before the end of the day. So it's only Rosh Chodesh Mikan al Abo, but you say the whole day is one big unit, and since they declared the day a minute before the day terminated, a minute before the end of the day, they declared that day is Mekudesh B'Kedusha Rosh Chodesh, and all day becomes Rosh Chodesh. The Pashtus, all day becomes Rosh Chodesh Mila Mafreya. How can it be Lamafreya? It's one unit, it's not Lamafreya. They declared that one unit. All right, then on Rosh Hashanah, on the day that they thought may turn out to be Rosh Hashanah, they always recommended to everyone they shouldn't do any Malacha. Why do they have to tell them not to do Malacha? If we'll be Mekadosh today as Rosh Chodesh, as Rosh Hashanah, we'll let you know, and then from that time on, you'll not do Malacha. Why can't you do Malacha Leil Rosh Hashanah? They're not going to be Mekadosh Rosh Hashanah Balayla, and Mekadosh and Chodesh Balayla. So everyone should be allowed to do Malacha at night, and then in the morning, there's a possibility that maybe the Edom came, and maybe the Bezin declared it as Rosh Hashanah, so you'll abstain from Malacha there. So you see clearly from the Gemara like that. And once they're going to declare the day as Rosh Chodesh, it's going to become Rosh Chodesh from the beginning of the day. The whole day is one unit. And it'll turn out that it was also Malacha from the beginning of the day. So what does it taka mean? It's a problem. What does it mean? That if you forgot Yalav Yavah Balayla, you don't have to repeat on Chalamoid, you forgot Yalav Yavah Balayla, you have to repeat the Shmoneh Esrei. But on only Leil Rosh Chodesh, if one forgot Yalav Yavah, you don't have to repeat the Shmoneh Esrei because Ein Bez Mekach and Chodesh Balayla. What does it mean? I mean, it's not yet Rosh Chodesh, and it'll become Rosh Chodesh tomorrow morning. Lila Mafreya, so it's a semi-Kaddish B'Kedusha, so it's very strange. And what about Bizman HaZeh? How come the din in the Gemara is stated at the time that they still used to be Mekadosh Al-Pi Hariya? They used to stay in the early days of the Amoraim till the days of Abai V'Rava. The Bezdin in Eretz Yisrael used to be Mekabaleinim and used to declare Rosh Chodesh every month. But after the days of Abai V'Rava, that's when Hillel HaSheni instituted the Luach, Kavua. So we have a printed calendar, we know in advance when Rosh Chodesh is going to be. So what do you mean? If you forget Yalav Yavah Balayla on Rosh Chodesh, you don't have to repeat the Shmoneh Esrei because Ein Mekadosh Es HaChodesh Balayla. What kind of an explanation is that? The Bezin isn't going to be Mekadosh by Yom either. It's already Mekudosh V'Yomit from the days of Hillel HaSheni. He already said the Luach. However that works, that's a machlokes, the Rambam and the Ramban. How does it work? How does it work? How do you have Rosh Chodesh in Bizman HaZeh? So the Ramban says that the Hillel HaSheni was Mekadosh all of Rosh Chodesh at Bias HaGoyel until Mashiach will come, until the Smicha will be reinstituted, until it will be able to be Mekadosh Al-Pi Ariyah. Hillel HaSheni was Mekadosh all of Chodesh and Ma'abar al-Lashonim in advance. The Gemara says even B'di'evit in Mebrua Einem Uberes, if the Bezin is Ma'abar al-Lashonim a year or two in advance, it's not Chal. He says the Ramban writes in the Sefer HaMitzvah, it's not Chal is Midrabban, and it's not Chal on the normal circumstance, because Bezin will be able to declare the year as a Shana Muberis when it comes. Why should the Hillel HaSheni declare it as a Shana Muberis 1500 years in advance? Wait till Tavshin Samaches, and then when it comes, you'll declare it as a Shana Muberis. But the Hillel HaSheni saw with his historical chush that there won't be a possibility to declare a Tavshin Samaches as a Shana Muberes, so he did as a Taita, so he was Mekadosh all the Chadosh, and Ma'abar all the Shonim in advance, and B'Shas HaTchak, we rely on that, B'Shas HaTchak, we allow it L'Hatchila. The Gemara says, in Mebru, Eina Muberes, if the bed is Ma'abar L'Shona, before it comes, it's not Muber, it's not because you can't make a Kinyan on the Dovash L'Abaliyot. How can they make a Shana Muberes if we're not holding by that year? The Ramban says, no, it's not a Dindera. He said, the whole thing is a Dindera Bonon. The Gemara in the first Perkin said, Emibru Enim Uberes if the Ma'abar in advance. And if you have such a Shas HaTchak, you see that that the Amutim simply won't be able to be established, so then we do allow the Bezdin to do it in advance. That's how the Ramban says. And the Rambam disagrees. The Rambam writes that there's a halacha l'moshe misinai, that bizman, that you have the ability to be mekadosh the chodesh al pi ha'edim, al pi ha'riya, and to be ma'abres hashanim normally, and the Bezdin should consider all the possibilities, all the considerations, whether it makes sense to make shanim uberes, so you gotta go that route. And bizman, that there's no Sanhedrin available, so then kach nemar halacha l'moshe misinai, that the Kiddush HaChodesh and Nibar HaShonah takes place al pi HaChesh. The Rambam writes, it's halacha l'moshe misinai. The Ramban writes, I'm a little familiar with Talmud, so I've never heard of this halacha l'moshe misinai. Where is it? What, they kept it a secret? They kept it a secret from me. So that's what Rav Elbel Soloveitchik says, yes, that's known as the Sod HaIbur. It was kept a deep, dark secret. They didn't want the Ramban to know. They didn't want anybody to know. They didn't want the Goyim to know. They didn't want the Jews to know. And he quotes Rabbi Nechanan on the side of the Gemara, says that the Seid HaIbur was kept a secret. What was the secret? The secret was that even if you don't have a Bezdin functioning to declare the Kudush HaChodesh and Milberes HaShana, it can roll along Al Pi HaChesed. But however you understand how the Jewish calendar continues to function as Manazeh, either according to the Ramban, that it's the regular din of Kudush HaChodesh and Ibur HaShana Al Pi Bezdin, and the Bezdin is not alive. In our generation, it's the Bezdin. Hillel Hasheni already did it. You're not supposed to do it in advance. So that's a din. If you did it, if he declared Rosh Chodesh without knowing what he's talking about, he declared the Shana Mubaris without living so long, he declared it 1,500 years in advance. So the din is Atem Afilu Mizidin, but it's good. And Shas Atchakir Yevedam, you have no brever. So according to Ramban, we know how it works. According to Ramban, we know how it works. Psaloch HaMoshe Messina. Whatever. So, but there is no. So why bizman is that? Why is the din in the Gemara still quoted in the Shulchan Aruch halacha l'maisim bizman is that? That if a person forgot to say Yalav Yovei by Ma'ariv, he doesn't have to repeat the Shmoneh Esrei because ein mekadoshin hachodesh b'alayla. We're not mekadoshin hachodesh b'yom either. We're not mekadoshin hachodesh period. It's already taken care of 1,500 years ago by Hillel Hasheni, a long time ago. According to the Ramban, it's taken care of, rolls on by itself. Whatever. Whatever, al pi acheshvan, the halacha l'moshe misinai, it rolls by itself. So what's why is the din still observed today? It's a problem. And then we discussed the Taisus there, Chavav on the base. Taisus presents a machlekes of Rishonim. A person daven mincha on Rosh Chodesh. He said the whole Shmoneh Esrei, but he forgot to say Yalvi Yova. So if he realizes before Shkia, so he has to repeat the Shmoneh Esrei mincha. And mention Yalav Yov. What if he doesn't realize it till after late at night? So the question is, he wasn't Yotzei Mincha. You say he wasn't Yotzei Mincha? So when he davens Marav, he has to say second Shmoneh Esrei to make up Tashlumin for Mincha? Or do you say no? Why should he say a second Shmoneh Esrei? He did daven Mincha. The only thing is he didn't say Yalav Yov. Tonight he's not going to say Yalav Yov. Tonight is already no longer Rosh Chodesh. Ma Yarviach. What's he going to gain by having a second Shmoneh Esrei? So that was a machlekes in Tais. So everybody says over the name of Rab Chaim. What's the machlekes? What are the two opinions? The shaila is if a person davens Shmoneh Esrei on Rosh Chodesh and if he gets Yalvi over, the din says he has to daven over. What's the getter at din? Is the nature of that din? That's what it says in the Gemara. Shachris and Mincha. Marv, you don't have to daven over, and Shachris and Mincha you do. So what's the nature of that din? Is it because he was simply one Yotze the Tefillah? Because the Chacham was Mesaken. Baruch Hashem Yom Yom, Chol Yom Yom Tein Lameim Bechoysev Shal Yoim. That was the Gemara Mem Amad Aleph. So Rashi said, what does it mean? Meim Bechoysev Shal Yoim. She mentioned the unique Kedushas HaYoim that today has, that today is Shabbos, and today is Yontov, and today is Chalamay, and today is Rosh Chodesh. You should mention that in the Shmoneh Esrei and in the Birchas HaMazon. So does that mean that that's the Nusach of the Shmoneh Esrei? You left that Yalav Yavah, so you didn't say the correct Nusach. Say not Yotzei Mincha. You got a daven tashlum. You got a daven esek shmoneh. Or should I say no? That the olam you really yotze the shmoneh esrei. You're not yotze the chovus haskaras kedushas hayom. You're not yotze the baruch hashem yom yom. So the chachamim permit you to offer a tefillas nedava, even though you were yotze mincha, even though you were yotze shachris, but the shmoneh esrei that you recited that was missing the yalvi yovah, they allow you to recite the second shmoneh esrei. It's basically a tefillas tashlumin in order to gain that kiyum of baruch hashem yom yom. So basically, that's what it sounds like in the Gemara. That's the second way. That's what we assume. Al pi pashtus, that you are yotzei the Shemoneh Esrei. The only thing is you're not yotzei the Haskaras Kedusha Yom. That's exactly what the Gemara says, that by Ma'ariv you don't have to repeat the Shemoneh Esrei if you got Yal V'Yovah. Why? Because Ein Bez the Mekachin Sachodesh Balayla. So what does that mean, Ein Bez the Mekachin? But Bizman is there, everything ready according to the Ramban, everything ready set up from 1500 years ago. What does it mean, Ein Mekachin Sachodesh Balayla? So that's where Rav Soloveitchik thought, what's the Geder Hadin, Ein Bez the Mekachin Sachodesh Balayla? Because there's no Kviyas Yeshivas Bezim Balayla. The Gemara learns that from a pasuk. V'hoi b'yom hanchilo asbano. So the Gemara says, it says when the father is about to die, kisienu li shtei noshim ho'achasa huvav ho'achas nuva v'yoldo laborim ho'ahuvav ho'asnuva ho'ya ben apchor lasnuyo. Lo yuchal avakar is benu ahuvav p'nei ben asnuva apchor. He has to give him pishnai. V'hoi b'yom hanchilo asbano. He says, shi'olo, lo yuchal avakar. So the Gemara asks, what does it mean b'yom hanchilo asbano? B'yom v'lo b'laylo. B'yom v'lo b'laylo. So the Gemara says, what do you mean? A person dies at night, the Yerusha doesn't go over, only if you die in the daytime. So you have to arrange it. Everybody has to say that they die in the daytime, otherwise the government takes over the Yerusha. Gemara says, no. What it means is, that pasuk is the makor of the din, that you cannot have a kviyas yeshivas bezin balayim. If the yeshivas bezin was bayom, then it can continue into the night. There's a pasuk, v'shov to asam b'choleis, when Moshe Rabbeinu sets up the batidinim. So the pasuk says v'shavto sam b'chaleis. B'chaleis means bein bayom bein balayla. So the Gemara says, how does that jive with this pasuk? B'yom anchil hazbana means that the bezin has to be convened in the daytime. The Gemara says the tchilas yeshivas bezin has to be bayom, but if yoshva bayom, so then donim afila balayla. Then they may continue the yeshivas bezin balayla. So we have a pasuk, we have a din that kviyas yeshivas bezna has to take place by yom, not balayla. So that's the whole din. Ain bezna mekachin sacharish balayla is because there's no yeshivas bezna balayla. Because there's no yeshivas bezna balayla. So the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah seems to say not so. The Gemara says, if Ru'u bezna mechol Yisrael, v'lo hispik aloim emekudish atshech hashecha, areizem u'ubor. So the Gemara says, Pshita. The Gemara says, Ma'u detem. I would have thought that Kiddush HaChodesh is like Dini Maminis, that if done by Yom, Gomer Balayla. So if the Bezdin began the Yeshiva's Bezdin by Yom, so they can continue to function into the Laila. So here, the Bezdin already had Yeshiva's Bezdin, or Mekabalaitis. They just never got around to declare Mekudush HaChodesh. I would have thought that it's the same as Maminis, they can declare Balayla. The Gemara says, no, it's a separate halacha. It's a separate din. Learn that from another pasuk. Another person. The Kiddush HaChodesh has to be by Yom, even if you don't have the problem of Kviyas Bezin Balayla. Even if somehow you could overcome that problem, to be Koveya Rosh Chodesh has to be done by Yom. So Rav Soloveitchik thought that maybe that's what the Rambam is driving at. The Rambam writes that it's Halacha L'Moshe Misina, that there's man, that there's a Sanhedrin. The Sanhedrin should be in charge of Kiddush HaChodesh and Ibar HaShonah. And Mizmanta, there's no Sanhedrin. So the Rambam says it's Halacha L'Moshe Misina, that it happens by itself. That it's Kiddush Al Pi HaChesvan. They just make the calculations, and it sounds like the Rosh Chodeshim roll out on their own, and the Yishanim Mubaras happen on their own. That's a simple reading of the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvah. Then the Rambam, in that long, has a very long essay in the Sefer HaMitzvah. It says in Kufnun Gimel. So then he writes in the same long essay, and you should keep in mind that the calculation that we who live in Chutz La'aretz make to determine which day is going to be Rosh Chodesh and which year is going to be Hashanah Mubaras, we're not the ones that make it into Rosh Chodesh and make it into Hashanah Mubaras. Of course we're not. He said it happens by itself. So he says, no, it's the Jews who live in Eretz Yisrael. It's the Bezdin in Eretz Yisrael. What Bezdin in Eretz Yisrael? The Rambam says, there is no Bezdin in Eretz Yisrael. There are a couple of farmers, a handful of farmers, and the Rambam says, and the Rabbanu Shlom promised us that Klal Yisrael will never cease to exist. Not only did he promise there would always be survivors, he promised us that Klal Yisrael would exist. And Klal Yisrael means the Jews living in Eretz Yisrael. So the Rambam says, if one could imagine Chas V'Sholem, that's what it says in the Arabic, the Hebrew translation from the Arabic, if one could imagine Chas V'Sholem, that there would be no Jews living in Eretz Yisrael, so then what you have is, there are Jews who are surviving all the years of Tzoris that we suffered, but Klal Yisrael didn't survive. You have to have at least 10 Jews living in Eretz Yisrael, and then you have Klal Yisrael surviving. So then the Rambam says, and the Jews who live in Eretz Yisrael today, And they're making the calculations, they're making it into Rosh Chodesh, they're making it into Hashanah Mu'abarat. Why? What the Jews living in Eretz Yisrael? They're farmers, the Ramban says, they're farmers. What are you talking about? So the Chasam Sefer has a tshuva, where he writes, and the Avnei Nezer has a tshuva, where he talks about the Chasam Sefer's tshuva. The Chasam Sefer says, yes, 10 farmers living in Eretz Yisrael, that's called Klal Yisrael. All the Rabbanim, all the big Talmid Chacham live in Chutz La'aretz, and you have 10 Pashat religious farmers living in Eretz Yisrael, they're called Klal Yisrael. And what does the Rama mean, that the 10 farmers are making the Kiddush HaChodesh Nibra Hashanah? They don't know what they're doing. So from the Rambam, one gets the impression that his halacha l'moshe m'sinai, the deep dark secret that the Ramban was not in on, that he never heard about, that there's a sod ho'ibur, the secret is not that the Rosh Chodeshim and the Shana Mubaris roll on automatically, but rather they nihug b'nei Yisrael, in Eretz Yisrael, the Jews who live in Eretz Yisrael, considered Klal Yisrael. Through the nihug of the Rosh Chodeshim, that's what's kaveh the day as Rosh Chodesh. So it would appear from the Gemara as if the din still applies even Mizman Hazeh. If you dav Mariv, if you get to say Yalav Yovah on Rosh Chodesh, you don't have to repeat the Shemoneh Esrei because Em Kachan Chodesh Balaylo. What is Em Kachan Chodesh Balaylo? Is a din that there's no Bezin, there's no Yeshiva's Bezin Balaylo. Today there's no Yeshiva's Bezin, there's no Bezin the Kaddish Balaylo. So it would appear from the Gemara as if the reciting of Yalav Yovah is what's kaveh the day as Rosh Chodesh. The observance of the day of Rosh Chodesh, how do you observe it as Rosh Chodesh? By saying Yalav Yovah? So if you left out Yalav Yovah on Shachris and Mincha on Rosh Chodesh, you have to repeat the Shemoneh Esrei. So that's what Tosis says in the beginning of Tfilas HaShachar, the Chavov and Beis. Not that you're not Yotze the Shemoneh Esrei, you were Yotze the Shemoneh Esrei. Not that you're not Yotze the benching if you leave out, but say Yalav Yovah on Shabbos and Yontem. No, you're Yotze the benching. You're not Yotze the Suda Shabbos or the Suda Yontem. Then we'll get to that soon, a little later. And next up, you yotze the bench and just not yotze the Suda Shabbos. And here you yotze the tefillah. You're not yotze the chayvus haskaras kedushas hayom baruch Hashem yom yom. So you weren't yotze. So if I found so you weren't yotze. So what do you want? So if it would be, So the Gemara says we recommend that they should offer a tefillas nedavah to repeat the Shemoneh Esrei of Shacharis and to repeat the Shemoneh Esrei of Mincha in order to gain that kiyum of Baruch Hashem Yom Yom. Chol Yom Yom Teinu Mei Mechoisa. So why not repeat the Shemoneh Esrei of Ma'ariv also to gain the Baruch Hashem Yom Yom? L'chatchila, he should have said it in Ma'ariv. So but even if he didn't say, why don't we recommend he should say again? So the Gemara says no, because the insistence on repeating the Shemoneh Esrei in order to gain the Baruch Hashem Yom Yom is because that reciting, the mentioning of the Kedushas Hayom is what kaveh the day as Rosh Chodesh. That's what kaveh the day as Yontif. The Klal Yisrael have to participate. Bizman that the Kidshu Al Pi Ariya. So the Bezin made the Kiddush HaChodesh. The Bezin made everything. The Bezin made the Yontif. Bizman Sheim Mekachim Al Pi Ariya. So the Rambam writes it's given back to the Klal Yisrael. So our observance of the day of as Rosh Chodesh, our observance of the day as Yontif is what makes it into Yontif. So the let's say on Chol HaMoed, you have to repeat the Shemoneh Esrei if you left out Yalav Yovah. Why? You have to make the day into Chol HaMoed. By reciting Yalav Yovah, you're making the day into Chol HaMoed. So that's apparently why Rav Soloveitchik liked this Rashba. It's a wild Rashba. That the Moyad Hashem Srichim Kiddush Bezdin, not enough, like Rashi says. The first shot that Rashba says is that Bezdin declares Men Rosh Chodesh is a Memele. Yom Tov is going to be Chal on the 15th of the month or whatever. Shavuos is going to be Chal. Then the Rashba has another pshat. No. Bezdin has to do something on the Yom Tovim as well. They have to make an oral declaration. We hereby declare that today is Pesach and today is Shavuos and today is Sukkot. So apparently he liked this Rashba because he understood that that's the nature of the din, that you're required to repeat the Shemoneh Esrei. If you left out Yalav Yovai on Chol HaMoed or on Yontif or on Rosh Chodesh, you have to repeat the Shemoneh Esrei. Why? Tefillah, you were Yotze. Let's say on Chol HaMoed or on Rosh Chodesh, the tefillah is exactly the same. You were Yotze. The only thing is, you didn't say Haskaras Kedush HaYom. So why do you have to repeat the Shemoneh Esrei? So despite the fact that you were Yotze, they recommend we should offer a tefillah nedavah in order to gain this kiyum of Baruch Hashem Yom Yom. Why is it so important? And why doesn't it apply to Myra? Because Emekachin is Achodesh Balaylo. goes on making it into Rosh Chodesh, however you're making it into Rosh Chodesh, whether it's via Bezna or without a Bezna. That's a separate din, Emekachan Sar Chodesh Valayla. And we make it into Rosh Chodesh by reciting Yalav Yava in the Shemoneh Esrei. So Lechatchili should say Yalav Yava by Myra, but also Baruch Hashem Yom Yom. B'di'evet, you wouldn't tell him to repeat the Shemoneh Esrei by Myra to offer a Tfilas Nadova in order to gain the Baruch Hashem Yom Yom. Just for that alone, Baruch Hashem Yom Yom, you don't repeat Shemoneh Esrei. But by Yom, where the mentioning of the Yalav Yava and the Shemoneh Esrei is being covered the day, the Klal Yisrael took over this ability to be Mekadosh the day through our Nihug. So the Nihug is the reciting of the Yalav Yava. So that we would say you should repeat the Shemoneh Esrei.
Let's say on Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh falls out on Shabbos, he gets to say Yalav Yava. You repeat the Amidah?
According to Rav Soloveitchik's Cheshem, you wouldn't be permitted to, because on Shabbos and Yom Tov you don't have Tfilas Nedava. The whole repetition, you really Yotze Shemoneh Esrei. The whole idea is we allow you to offer a Tfilas Nedava in order to gain the Kima Baruch Hashem Yom Tov. On Shabbos and Yom Tov you're not allowed to. Yeah, that's a Chiddush. That's what Rav Soloveitchik said. That in the Shulchan Aruch, the Magen Avraham has the following presentation. The Gemara says earlier that if the Chazin and the Chazaras Hashatz forgot to mention Yalav Yava and Shachris, so the Tzibu should scream out that he should correct himself. So if he didn't correct himself and he finished the whole Shemoneh Esrei, so the Gemara says you don't make him repeat the whole Chazaras Hashatz. He can rely on the fact that he's going to mention Musaf, he's going to mention Rosh Chodesh and Musaf in the Chazaras Hashatz. So the Gemara says, "Benegeh to the Shliach Tzibur, if the Torah and he forgot Yalav Yava, he says he doesn't repeat Shachris, the Chazar Sashatz, he should rely on Musaf. The Yochid is not supposed to rely on Musaf. The Yochid is supposed to repeat the Shemoneh Esrei of Shachris. So what if B'di'evet, the Yochid did not repeat the Shemoneh Esrei of Shachris? He already davened Musaf. He davened Shachris, and if he got Yalav Yava, he didn't ask a Shaila, and he went ahead and he davened Musaf, and in Musaf he mentioned that today's Rosh Chodesh. Would you say that at least B'di'evet? How can you say that the Shliach Tzibur is allowed to rely l'chatchila on Musaf, and the Yochid, even B'di'evet, can't rely on the Musaf? So the Magen Avraham quotes a machlokes achronim about that. So he quotes the Shulti Gevarim, I think, says that B'di'evet, Shulti Gevarim on brachas, that B'di'evet, even by a Yochid, if he already done Musaf, says Yotze B'di'evet. So Rav Soloveitchik said that he heard from his grandfather, Rav Chaim, that Bizman Hazeh, we should rely even l'chatchila on that. We shouldn't even make it into B'di'evet. Because since Bizman Hazeh, our practice is that we avoid Tfilas Nedava and repeating the Shemoneh Esrei of Shachris and Mincha because of forgetting Yalav Yavai is really an idea of Tfilas Nedava. The Chachamim permit us to repeat the Shemoneh Esrei in order to gain the Kiyum of Baruch Hashem Yom Yom. So in Shachris, if one forgot, did the Evid, if one would forget Yalav Yavai and say Musaf, so we would rely on this Magen Avraham Hashem Shulti Yibarim. So he said that Bizman Hazeh, we don't allow Tfilas Nedava. So by Shachris, we should really rely on the Musaf l'chatchila.
But even, let's say, at night, so we have another reason why you shouldn't have to repeat it, because you don't bring your Dava at night.
A reason why you shouldn't repeat, because there's no Tfilas Nedava by Laila.
No.
Well, the Ma'ariv is always Tfilas Nedava. The whole Ma'ariv is always Tfilas Nedava. The way we passed in that Tfilas Aris Rishus, that's how Reb Chaim understands in the Rambam. The Rambam says that if a person is in the middle of a person ready daven mincha in the early minyan, then he comes to shul, he forgot, and he starts davening mincha the second part. So the Gemara says on Chaf Aleph Manal, place the kafila b'emtza brocha, has to stop in the middle. So the Rambam writes, by medvar mamurim only shachris in mincha, but by ma'ariv, we would not tell him Pesach Kafila B'emtza Brocha, because Ma'ariv is Rishus. So when he started davening Ma'ariv, he had in mind L'shem Rishus. So the beginning is Rishus and the end is Rishus. The whole thing from the beginning to the end is Nedava. By Shachris and by Mincha, where it's a Chayva, so he started off davening Shachris and Mincha, thinking that it's Shachris and Mincha. Then in the middle, he realizes he already davened Shachris and Mincha, so he decides, okay, let it be a Tfilas Nedava. So that's Rav Chaim explains in the Rambam, you can't do that. You can't have the Kavonas Agavas Kaveh, what the Shema Tfilah is. So in the beginning of the Shemoneh Esrei, you thought that it's a Mincha. In the end of the Shemoneh Esrei, you realize it's going to be a Tfilas Nedava. So it's a half and a half, it doesn't add up to a whole. The kavanas hamis palalus kaveh, what the shema tefillas. But by Myra, from the beginning to the end, the whole thing was a tefillas nedava.
But what about the concept that you don't bring before the nedava?
Don't know. The Rambam just quotes such a din on Shabbos and Yom Tov.
Let's say Friday night, the Marav of Shabbos.
Yeah.
So if every Marav is nedava, how do you ever daven Marav Friday night? Isn't that also
from? It's an interesting question, yeah. Maybe like the Balatanya says that Myra is on Friday night and on the Toy Shabbos is a chayva because of the Kiddush, because of the Havdalah. That's what you mentioned yesterday. He said that even the women who usually don't daven Myra have to daven Myra on Friday night. That's what some say. That's why there's Chazaras HaShatz. That's why there's Moganovas, Chazaras HaShatz. Usually there's no Chazar Sashat by Myriv because Tfilas Arvis Rishur. So if someone doesn't know how to say the Shemon Esrei, so he won't say. But on Leil Shabbos, maybe that's... The Gemara gives a different reason why. The Gemara on Shabbos gives a different reason why they introduce Magen Avos. And maybe this, the Achreinim give this as an additional time. The Shari Tshuva mentioned this next to the Beheita. And maybe Tfilas Arvis on Leil Shabbos and on Matzoi Shabbos is a Choyva. So how come there's no Chazar Sashat on Matzoi Shabbos? I don't know. But that's when he mentions Halel Shabbos. Maybe Halel Shabbos is a chayva because you have to recite the Kiddush B'Tfila. I don't know.
According to this, if the person forgets Halel Yavo at Mincha, so maybe he shouldn't have to repeat it because he's already Makadosh. Already Makadosh the Chodesh at Shachars.
Apparently, the Chachamim wanted that he should know. The din is that if one daven shachris and musaf in the morning and mincha in the afternoon, if he got yalav yalav mincha, he does have to repeat the Shemoneh Esrei. But apparently, they wanted us to mention the kedushas hayom in each one of the three zmanei tefillah: the zman of ma'ariv, the zman of shachris, and the zman of mincha. So, if I didn't daven musaf in the morning, let's say I said shachris in the morning of Rosh Chodesh and I mentioned yalav yalav. And then I'm going to daven mincha in the afternoon, and I forgot to say yalav yavoi by mincha, and then I realize I didn't daven musaf yet, so I'll daven musaf. So if I daven musaf during this zman of mincha, and I'll mention in musaf, I'll mention kedushas hayom. So just like the Magen Avraham quotes the Shilta Giborim that the chazan can rely on musaf lahatchila if he forgot yalav yavoi and shachris, and the yochid b'di'eved who already daven musaf bizman shachris can rely on haskaras kedushas hayom and musaf. So that's because you can rely on the Haskara Musaf if the Musaf was recited during the Zman of Shachris. But let's say the Musaf was recited during the Zman of Mincha. So then it can't cover, it can't take the place for the Shachris, but it can take the place for the Mincha. But if he davens Mincha in the afternoon, if he gets Yalav Yom, and he just mentioned Yalav Yom in the morning, then the Gemara says you have to repeat the Shemoneh Esrei. The Chachamim required of us to mention Yalav Yava in each one of the three Zmanei Tefillah. The Zman of Ma'ariv, the Zman of Shachris, and the Zman of Mincha.
What is if the Zman
fits? Right. Those were the 2 days in the Tosfos on Chavov. So the accepted opinion is that if the person daven Mincha on Rosh Chodesh and he forgot to say Yalav Yava, we assume that he was Yotze d'Shemoneh Esrei, he just wasn't Yotze, it's not called Mishanam Be'er Shetov HaChomen. He's Yotze d'Shemoneh Esrei, he just wasn't Yotze that Chovas Haskara of Baruch Hashem Yom Yom. So if he'll repeat the Shemoneh Esrei Mincha today, Amrish Chodesh, so he'll be offering a Tfilas Nedava, and he'll be gaining that Kiyum of Baruch Hashem Yom Yom. But if it's already after Laila, so what's he going to gain by saying a second Shemoneh Esrei? Second Shemoneh Esrei is only if you weren't Yotze Mincha. He was Yotze Mincha. He wasn't Yotze the other Chiyah, but Baruch Hashem Yom Yom. That's the way it's usually assumed to be the Pshat in the Tosfos. That's how they quote B'Shem Rab Chaim, that the 2 days in Tosfos are only if he forgot to say Yalav Yavoi by Mincha and Rosh Chodesh. Let's say he forgot to say the same Talamotar in the winter time on Friday afternoon to Mincha. He said the same Bracha. So the din requires he has to repeat the Shemoneh Esrei of Mincha, and he didn't repeat it. He's davening Ma'ariv now. Middle of the night, he's davening Ma'ariv on Friday night. So would we say that it wasn't Yotze Mincha, he has to repeat the Shemoneh Esrei a second time on El Shabbos? Second Shemoneh Esrei is not going to say the same Talamata anyway, because he leave out the whole middle of the Shemoneh Esrei. So they quote B'Shem Rab Chaim that for sure you would have to repeat the Shemoneh Esrei. Because if you leave out the same Talamata, so it means that you didn't say the Nusach HaTfilah. You weren't Yotze the Tefillah, so you weren't Yotze Mincha. So you got to say logically, it's correct. Rav Zvi Pesach Frank quotes this in his Tshuvas in the Har Tzvi. And he proves that the Magen Avraham doesn't agree. Okay. Magen Avraham doesn't agree.
Yeah. What if on Shabbos you forgot the chuk and you didn't realize it through the end when you finished?
Yeah.
And then you daven Musaf. You fulfill the mitzvah of Himo b'chol yomein rechosav through Musaf, and you fulfill the mitzvah of Shacharis by saying Atachomim.
I think we assume that not. I think we assume that on Shabbos and Yom Tov, the whole nusach of the Shemoneh Esrei is different. Not only is it a chayvus haskaras kedusha yom, baruch Hashem yom yom b'chol yom yom teinu me'em b'chayisim shayom, haskaras kedusha yom. The nusach of the Shemoneh Esrei has to be baruch atah Hashem mekadosh haShabbos, baruch atah Hashem mekadosh haSov haZman. You have to have a chasimus habracha. Let's say on Yom Tov he'll say the whole Shemoneh Esrei, and he'll say Yalav v'yava b'yom chag haMatzah sazeh.
In where? In
Avodah. Yeah. Okay. Like we do a Chalamay.
Right.
But it's not Chalamay, it's Yom Tov. So daven like that. So we assume that that's not sufficient. Haskaras Kedushas Hayom Shelo B'chasimus HaBrocha is not enough. On Yom Tov, the Nusach, on Shabbos Yom Tov, the Nusach of the Shemoneh Esrei has to be, you can say Atachainen, the others also, the Gemara says, Le'atruchu Rabbanan, but if he said it, he said it, okay. It's not a Brocha Le'atolah, but in addition to all the other Brochas that he's going to say, he has to have a bracha with a chasima regarding the Kedusha Sayyad. That's the nusach ha-bracha that's needed for the tefillah of Shabbos. You need a bracha of Kedusha Sayyad with a chasima. It's not enough to say it niyalo v'yav v'yom Shabbos hazeh, v'yom chag ha-matzis hazeh. It has to be a bracha with a chasima sa-bracha.
And Kiddush isn't enough. It has to be a bracha with a chasima sa-bracha within the context of the
tefillah. Kiddush?
Because you have the bracha, the Kaddish Shabbos, plus you said,
yeah.
Oh, Rabbi Yaakov said in tefillah as well, and the Kiddush works.
Yeah.
Okay.
There's a Ramah in Shulchan Aruch talks about like this. The Gemara said that if the Chazan is saying the Chazaras Hashatz on Rosh Chodesh Shachris, and he forgot to say Yalav Yavoy, and he went to the end of the Shemoneh Esrei, everybody's screaming, he forgot to say Yalav Yavoy, just finishes. So the Gemara says that, but yeah, but if he left out Yalav Yavoy, so let him rely on Musa. So the Magen Avraham raised the question, the Ramah raised the question, what would the din be if it would be on Chalamoid, same thing as Yom Tov. What would the din be if it would be Shabbos or Yom Tov? Shabbos and Yom Tov, also you say like that. The Shliach Tzibbe says the Chazaras HaShatz, the regular Chazaras HaShatz of the weekday. On Shabbos and Yom Tov, the Ramah has the case. I didn't invent it. It sounds like a case Rav Chaim would invent, you know, such a cockeyed case. It's the Ramah quoting information. What the din? So I think the Ramah says that it's not acceptable, that you can't rely. Either the Ramah says or the Ramah says it is good, and the Magen Avraham disagrees. I think the accepted opinion is that that's not good. The only time the Chazan can rely on the Chazaras HaShatz of the Musaf is if it was a Haskaras Kedusha Yom that he's lacking. He didn't fulfill the Chayva Baruch Hashem Yom Yom. So he's going to daven Musaf the Zman Shachris and the same Zman Tefillah, so he will gain that Kiyum. So then we don't insist that he should repeat Shachris again in order to gain it now. He's going to daven Musaf during the Zman of Shachris. But if it's Shabbos or Yom Tov, so there we require that the Chasimus HaBrocha should be Mekadosh HaShabbos and Mekadosh HaSov HaZman. It's not just the Chayvus HaSkaris Kedusha Yom because of B'chol Yom V'Yom Tein Meim HaChayvus HaShayom. So then you can't rely on the fact that he's going to say a Haskara Musaf. He will have mentioned the Haskaras Kedush Zayayim during this Zman Tfilo, by davening Musaf during the Zman of Shabbos. That's not enough. He's simply not Yotzei Shachros, because he didn't say the right Musaf. Let's say a person will daven Mincha on Shabbos afternoon, say a regular Tfilo Skol. Regular Tfilo Skol. He won't mention a word about Shabbos. And then Matzai Shabbos, he realizes he said the wrong Shemoneh Esrei. So would we tell him to daven over Ma'ariv twice? The second Shemoneh Esrei is going to be the exact same Shemoneh Esrei that he said for Mincha. He said it already. So the Pashta says, yeah, the answer is we will tell him to repeat the whole Shemoneh Esrei. When he said it for Mincha, it was the wrong Nusach HaTfilah.
Is there a
Tashlumin
on Shabbos if a person didn't bring a Korban on Friday? Can he bring Tashlumin on Shabbos to make up for his lack of Korban?
Person didn't bring a Korban on Friday. No, you're not allowed to bring Tashlumin on Shabbos.
So I don't have the concept of Tashlumin by Tefillah, but we can't do it by Korban.
I don't know. It's a good title.
The whole lot of Tefillah.
No, but we say that the, you're not allowed to have a tefillas nedaveh on Shabbos and Yom Tov because you're not allowed to have, offer korbanos
nedaveh. Here, it's like a prayer.
Huh?
Here, I mean, there, nobody ever said you had that nedaveh in the first place. Tashlumin, you don't have a choice.
No, but tashlumin is also an inyan. It's basically a tefillas nedaveh. We're offering a tefillas nedaveh to make up for the tefillah that we weren't doing. Something like nedaveh. So it's not the same as nedaveh. Okay. So good kasha. It's a good kasha. I don't know. It is a chayva, but it's along the lines of nedaveh. I don't know. Yeah.
And who is supposed to assume when he's saying that officially you would have to say, you would say Yud Ches Brachos and Shabbos is just with Bnei HaTorah would have to say it. So if the chazan wouldn't say it anyway, he would say that, okay, he went ahead and he said Yud Ches, but he went ahead and did the Torah also. He said that you would be able to say
if he says the whole Shemon Esrei, yeah, but if he didn't mention Shabbos at all, or even if he mentioned Shabbos, he says Yal V'Yava B'Yayma Shabbos Hazeh, but he didn't say Shabbos as a Chasim as a Bracha, so then we assume that you're not Yotze, the Yochid is not Yotze, and the Chazan is not Yotze, the whole Shemon Esrei. Yeah, you would have to say all the 18, 19 Brachas, plus an additional Bracha of the Kedusha Sayyam. You would have to say another Bracha on the Kedusha Sayyam. But if you just... That's what we assume la'alocha. If he just mentions the Kedushas Hayyam in the middle of Yalav Yava is a Haskara, he didn't even say it as a Chasim as a Brocha, then we say he's not Yaitzah.
Just going back to the question a second ago, doesn't Gemara in Achal Vavam Aleph say that we don't apply over Yom HaBat of Karbono to Tefillah because Tefillah's Rachamein in him?
Mm-hmm.
So maybe you can use that to answer the question about how you can have Tashulman before the Shabbos? Because the Gemara says it's not
a Tashulman. Yeah, he's asking, we're really it's treating Rachamein. It a little bit like Tashulman. We're treating Tashlumin a little bit like Nedaveh, like Tefillas Nedaveh. It's not exactly like Tefillas Nedaveh. It's along the lines of Tefillas Nedaveh, but it's not exactly. Otherwise, Tefillas Nedaveh we don't permit on Shabbos and Yom. Yeah.
So, I know I read once the case, don't remember what the exact issue was, and I do it Rosh Hashanah, my Rosh Hashanah the first night, where it is Rosh Chodesh. And the question was, if you forgot from Melech HaKadosh, the Messiah of Chorm says you don't go back. So what if you done the normal Yud Ches Brachos of Chol on Rosh Hashanah night?
Right, the Chayyadam quotes. Right, the Chayyadam, every 100 pages quotes a psak from Ababala Pasvel. He was one of the Dayanim. Pasvel was an area on the outskirts of Dilma. So every 100 pages he quotes a psak. So he quotes this from the Dayan, Ababala Pasvel. Chayyadam himself originally was a businessman. He was not a Dayan. His svarim became more famous than all the Dayanim put together. Yeah. So the Chayyadam quotes the psak that on the first night of Rosh Hashanah, if you got to say Amelech HaKadosh instead of Akel HaKadosh, he thinks that just like Yalav V'Yava, you don't have to repeat the Shemoneh Esrei on Leil Rosh Hashanah, on Leil Rosh Chodesh, because Eim Mekadshin Sachodesh Balayla. So the same should apply over here by Amelech HaKadosh, Eim Mekadshin Sachodesh Balayla. So the Beis Halevi points out that the Rabbeinu Yonah has one opinion in Rishonim that if you daven a Tefillas Chol, Beis Halevi says if you would daven a Tefillas Chol on Leil Rosh Hashanah, then I would understand Eim Mekadshin Sachodesh Balayla, say he daven a regular Tefillas Chol, but he didn't daven. He's talking, the guy said Tefillas Rosh Hashanah. He said Mekadshin Sov Yom HaZikaron. He said a regular Tefillas Rosh Hashanah. The only mistake he made was instead of HaMelech HaKadosh, he said HaKel HaKadosh. So neither here nor there. So it's not a nusach for Rosh Hashanah. It's not a nusach for Chol. So what does it help? They name Eimikachem Zachodesh Balayla. That would have perhaps been a valid argument if you would make the mistake like the Rabbeinu Yonah describes it. He davened the whole Tefillas Chol on the El Rosh Hashanah, but he didn't do that. He davened Tefillas Rosh Hashanah, and he made a mistake. He said a Melech HaKadosh instead of a Melech HaKadosh. So that should be like saying a Tefillas Chol on Shabbos, and he didn't mention Shabbos at all. Or he mentioned. He mentioned Shabbos and Yalav Yovak, but he didn't have a Chasimus Avraham Mekadosh HaShabbos. We assume that that's Likuva. You have to say the right Nusach of the Shemona Esrei. So that's what Rav Soloveitchik once gave the whole Yotzei Drosha. He was explaining why he doesn't agree with Rav Avala Pasta. Why he thinks that if you said HaMelech HaKadosh, said HaMelech HaKadosh the first night, should not be good. That should be like the fellow who davened Tfilas called the Shabbos. For Mincha, Shabbos afternoon to Mincha, he davens the whole Tefillas Chol, doesn't say a word about Shabbos. See, what are you going to say? He doesn't have to make Tashlumin by Myra, but of course he has to. He wasn't Yotze the Nusach HaTefillah, it's the wrong Nusach HaTefillah. So Melech HaKodesh was instituted that's the correct Nusach HaTefillah. One opinion in the Gemara is that you say Akel HaKodesh. You can say Akel HaKodesh and Aseres Mei Tshuva also. And we don't accept that opinion. We hold that you got to say Melech HaKadosh and it's Leikuva. So if it's Leikuva, even the first night should also be Leikuva. It's a different Nusach HaBrach. Yeah, this pshat that Rav Soloveitchik gave is such a good pshat, it's hard to understand. So the Gemara talks, the Gemara presents these dinim from the earlier generations when they still were Mekadosh al pi Hariyah. So he was bothered. The Gemara talks about before the days of Abai Bar. The Gemara is quoting dinim from the days of Rav, days of the early Amoraim. The Gemara talks about repeating the Shmona Esrei, if you forgot to say Yalav Yalav, the days of the Tanoim. They did Kiddush HaKadosh al pi Hariyah. So why do they have to repeat the Shmona Esrei? If the whole reason why you repeat is not only to be kaveh the day as Rosh Chodesh, but the Bezin did the job. You don't need that Klal Yisrael should do it. The Rav Soloveitchik was bothered with the Kasha, the explanation that the Gemara gives, Ei Mekachin Es HaChodesh Balayla, maybe made sense in the days of the early Amoraim when they still did Kiddush HaChodesh al Pi Hariyah. But how come the din is still quoted in all of the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch, Halacha L'Maaseh B'Zman Hazeh? The Bezin is not Mekadosh Es HaChodesh al Pi. He gave this all fantastic pshat. It's all Arichas Varv. All Arichas Varv now is Tzirik Shveh. Why did the Gemara have, so why was it din like that before they made Kiddush HaChodesh al Pi Hariyah? The Klal Yisrael didn't have to participate in anything. The Bezin HaGadol, the Bezin declared Mekadosh HaChodesh and that was it. They finished the job already. I don't know. The pshat was too good. Pshat is too good. That makes it difficult. You don't even understand why the din was ever like that. Why it should only be after they changed the system. I don't know. Anyway, but this perhaps is what was bugging him. Why he liked that Rashba. It's a wild Rashba that Mayade Hashem Tzich and Kiddush Bezdin means that the Bezdin would declare. And Shalosh Regalim, we hereby declare an oral declaration. Today's Mekudesh B'Kedushas Chagamatzes. Today's Mekudesh B'Kedushas Chagasukas, and so on. Why did he like such a strange pshat? There's no mocker for that in the Gemara. Pashtus is like Rashi. So I think what was bothering him was that he was assuming that the repetition of the Shmona Esrei is because today we took over the job of the Bezin, and we have to, by our davening on the Shmona Esrei, we are making the day into Rosh Chodesh, and we're making the day into Yontif. So that's why we insist you have to repeat the Shmona Esrei. That's why you have to repeat, let's say, Chol HaMoed. That's why you have to repeat the Shmona Esrei, Chol HaMoed, if you left that Yalav Yovai. So why? But the Yontif was ready Nikva when it came Rosh Chodesh. So that's apparently he was assumed the Yontif was not Nikva. Just like if the Bezin would be alive, the Bezin would make an oral declaration on Yontif. So Bizman Azed, there's no Bezin, so the Klal Yisrael have to make the oral declaration by reciting Yalav Yov in the middle of the Shmona Esrei. It's called a Chiddush. Yeah.
Could you note that it's Talui, that the Kfiyas is actually Talui, and as Bizman until B'nai Yisrael actually would be Maskir the Shem. When they're Maskir, then the Kfiyas is Talui would be Kal.
The Tosefta says like that, when the Bezin makes the Kiddush HaChodesh and the Ibra Hashanah, it's only valid if the Rav HaTzibur accepts it. Just like we have a din that Ein Gozim Gzeira HaTzibur Kei Rav HaTzibur Yechadam Lamed, but it's, when the Bezin makes a Gzeira, it's not Chal automatically, it's only Chal if the Tzibur accepts it. If the Tzibur doesn't accept the Takana the Rabban, it's not Chal. So the Tosefta and Sanhedrin has that formulated in connection with the din of Kiddush HaChodesh and Ibra Hashanah also. The Bezin will declare today is Rosh Chodesh, or they'll declare Shana Mubaris, and the Tzibur won't accept the declaration of the Bezin, so the Tosefta says it's not Chal. So you want to say that even Mizman, that there was a Bezin, you still needed the participation of the Tzibur, that they should approve the act of the Kiddush. Okay.
And then,
could be. But it's big chidushim, it's very big chidushim. So Levi keeps on asking kashas to Rebbe. Yes, my lords, while I'm Muslim, so Rebbe said that's what he means. Our lords, the mafka Muslim. Our lords, while I'm Paris, our lords, the mafka Paris. Kaddish of Azmanim, our Kaddish Boch is Bekaddish Plal. It's only we in turn are Mekaddish Azmanim. Kasu of Rosh Chodashim, the same thing. Freg the Gemara, what about Mekadesh HaShabbos v'Yisrael v'Hazmanim? Mekadesh HaShabbos v'Yisrael v'Hazmanim, HaKadosh Baruch is Mekadesh Shabbos, and he's Mekadesh us, and we in turn are Mekadesh this man. So how does that? That's a violation of Ein Chos Mishnah. So he, Rebbe says, you're right. That's the one and only exception to the rule. Chutz mizu. Frag the Gemara, amayishna. And why is that an exception to the rule? And for the Gemara, hachachadahi. It's basically one. So what is the Teretz hachachadahi? You say, look in the Mefarshim on the side of the Riv. They seem to have two different interpretations here. So one interpretation is that when you have Rosh Chodesh Shacholiyos b'Shabbos, a Yontav Shacholiyos b'Shabbos, the two Kedushas blend in to be one Kedushas Ayan. Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. Or Shabbos Yontav together. Chodehi means that they blend in to be one Kedushas Ayan. And the other Rishayim worded differently. It doesn't blend in to be one Kedushas Ayan. They're two separate. It's one Kedushas Ayan superimposed on the other. But since the two Kedushas Hayams are related, you're talking about Kedushas Hayam, happens that the day has a Kedusha Shabbos, which is Kedusha V'kayma, from Sheshes Mei Bereshes, Rashi writes, Avol Shabbos Kedusha V'kayma, that's the Loshon HaGemara in Perek Arbe Psochma, Rashi is quoting. Why don't you say Mekadosh Yisrael V'HaShabbos? So the Gemara says, because we're not Mekadosh Shabbos, the Rebbeinu Shalom is Mekadosh Shabbos directly. Mekadosh Yisrael V'Hazmanim, and Mekadosh Yisrael V'Rosh HaChadosh, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us Kedusha. We in turn are determining Kedushas Rosh Chodesh and Kedushas Yantav. But Shabbos can't say Mekadosh HaShabbos, Mekadosh Yisrael v'HaShabbos, because Klal Yisrael is not Mekadosh HaShabbos, Shabbos is Kviya v'Kayim. That's what Rashi says. The two Kedushas, either you say that Shabbos and Yantav blend in, Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh blend in to be Mamish, one Kedushas Ayayim, or the other Rishayim don't want to go so far to say they blend in, they say that they're related. You're talking about two Kedushas that the day has. The day happens to have Kedushas Shabbos, and also happens to have Kedushas Yontif. So since they're related, so that's not so much a violation of Ein Chais Min Mishnayim. Chais Min Mishnayim is only if the two are unrelated. There is a famous kasha from the Avnei Nezer. The Avnei Nezer had a Talmud who lived in a, had a few Talmudim who lived in America. So one of them lived in Baltimore, Rabbi Forschlager. So he wrote tons and tons of Chiddush Torah. And when he died, they published one sefer, and they figured they're going to see how it sells. And if they'll get enough money from selling the sefer to publish the next sefer, they'll go weiter. So it didn't sell. That's all. So he left with one sefer. So many years ago, he wrote a Dvar Torah. This one is not included in the sefer. He used to write in the Haparadis. So he wrote a Dvar Torah. He remembers once Shalashudas Torah from the Avnei Nezer. Rabbi Nezer was a goyna goynim, so he said halacha in a shalashudas Torah also. So he was bothered with that kasha. Why don't we say halal shalom am Rosh Chodesh Chaliyos b'Shabbos? The Gemara asks, why don't you say halal on Rosh Chodesh? So the Gemara says Rosh Chodesh is mutar b'asiyas malacha. That's why you don't say halal. So the Gemara says, why don't you say halal on Shabbos? It's also b'asiyas malacha. The Gemara says no, but Shabbos is not ikri moed. Means that Shabbos is there's no chiyuv simcha. Halal is an expression of simchas yontif, so Shabbos there is no chiyuv simcha. So the Avnei Nezer asked the kasha, Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, there should be a chiyuv to say halal shalom, because it's moed mitam the Rosh Chodesh ikri moed, and it's also b'asiyas malacha mitam Shabbos. So this was his kasha on Shabbos Rosh Chodesh by Shalashudas. So to give back, how come we didn't say halal shalom this morning? So he said the teretz is that there isn't one big Kedusha Sayyam of Shabbos Rosh Chodesh hyphenated. This is Heilichu Dikoy v'Heilichu Dikoy. So Kedusha Shabbos is not enough to be Mechayv and Halal, and Kedusha Rosh Chodesh is not enough to be Mechayv and Halal. The two do not blend in together. So this is Niche, according to those Rishonim will learn that the two do not blend in. But other Rishonim learn that the two do blend in. Whenever you have Shabbos, that's why Rabbi Forschlager quoted, there's a Gemara in Zvachim in the beginning of Perakol HaTorah that sounds like it says the other way. Gemara Zvachim sounds like it says that when you have Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, it's one new Kedusha Sayyam of the both days hyphenated together. So you'll be stuck with that kasha. Why don't you say Halal Shalom on Shabbos Rosh Chodesh?
With the Shalom. Why don't we just say that they're about our low plug when they made Halal Rosh Chodesh, when they accepted the minhag, that they're not going to change it based on what day of the weekend?
No, the halal on Rosh Chodesh is only a minhag. So that was his kasha. That's on a plain Rosh Chodesh. But if it's Rosh Chodesh Chalis B'Shabbos, why aren't you mechuyav to say halal medina? Because the Tanoim set up the system whenever you have a day on which it's ikri moed and it's ikdish basiyas malacha, then there's an obligation to recite halal. Rosh Chodesh, reciting halal Rosh Chodesh is only a minhag, so that's why you only say chatzi halal. So that was his kasha. Why shouldn't it be a chiyav halal medina?
Couldn't you say the same thing as what you say on the last?
each Rosh Chodesh has the same korban as the others. Each Shabbos has the same korban as all the others. So even though it's called Moed and it's called, and it's Asher Masiyas Malach, it doesn't have a third criteria. Chaluk is the Kofnosa. So it's like Shabbos Pesach or Moed Pesach.
Well, Pesach means we already said Halal Shalom on the first day. So it's not Chaluk and Bikorban the same, so we already yotze the Simchas Yontif by reciting Halal. It's one long Yontif that lasts for 7 days, so you already said Halal on the first day, there's no need to say Halal later again.
So,
but on this Shabbos Rosh Chodesh hyphenated, we never said Halal. We said Halal on last Rosh Chodesh, but what's the Halal on this Rosh Chodesh?
So Chaluk Bikorban HaSeim is not a din in a criteria for reciting Halal, it's simply something that prevents you from having to say a further Halal.
Right, we already said Halal. Like you don't say Halal twice on the same day. Here,
right.
All 7 days are one long extension of Yontif Pesach. So we already said Halal on the first day. So why should we say again? We say Halal on the second day because of Sfeika the other. Maybe the first day was Chol. Why do we say on the first day? Why don't you wait till the second day? So the answer is maybe the first day is Kodesh. So why not say Zviz Magdim and the Mitzvah? So we say Halal Shalom on the first day. Then it comes the second day Pesach and Chutzlot, we got to say Halal Shalom again because of the Sfeika Yemen. Maybe yesterday it was Erev Pesach. But then once you said Halal already, so there's no need to recite Halal again on every day of Halal Moed. We already said Halal. And all the 7 days are not Chaluk and Mikorban the same. There is no Numechayv they say Halal again. There's one Chiyuv Simchas Yontif that extends for the duration of the 7 days.
So you would say that if we didn't say it on the first day and we did say it on the second day, it would be Yotzeh.
Or Rav Soloveitchik's marshal, let's say a person for some reason or another didn't say he was sick in the hospital, he did say halal till the fifth day of Pesach, so let him say halal shalom on the fifth day of Pesach. He's equipped to be say halal shalom sometime during the course of the 7 days of Pesach.
Just like offering a chagiga, just in the midst of Simcha.
Right.
So on the first day, during the fifth day, halal he's saying is part of that din.
The Ramban explains in the Sefer HaMitzvahs that the Mechayv of halal is Simchas Yontif. It's an expression, the Simchas HaGuf and the Simchas HaNefesh. So the Halal comes from the Simchas HaNefesh. So the 7 days of Pesach are treated as one unit. They're not Chaluk and Bikorban the same. So if you already said Halal on the first day, so you're covered. If you didn't say Halal till the middle of Pesach, so then you're still mechuyav to say Halal Shalom once. Got to say Halal Shalom once during the 7 day duration of Pesach. Rav Soloveitchik thought that in the Sidurim they have the Nusach HaTfilah when Yontif is Choli is B'Shabbos, they say as in parentheses that on a regular Yontif, how do you say B'Hasiyen or something, speak Chaimosh Kasher, it's Yisrael Yimata L'Vachenu, so then it has in parentheses Alakenu, L'Kei V'Seinu, it's say B'Menuchasenu. If Yontif Choli is B'Shabbos, you say that, then you say Kashenu M'Mitzvisecho Sein Chakenu B'Sarasech. So others have the minhag to leave out alakeinu v'alakei avoseinu. You just say kadshenu v'mitzvaseinu. You say v'tzei b'mnuchaseinu, but you don't say alakeinu v'alakei avoseinu. The nusach agro is like that. So Rav Soloveitchik thought, what is the machlokes? What do you do say alakeinu v'alakei avoseinu? You don't say alakeinu v'alakei avoseinu. So he thought that it depends on these two opinions in the Rishonim. When you have Shabbos and Yontif that combine together, are they two separate Kedushas Hayoyims on the day? And when you daven Shemoneh Esrei, you should. So Beis Shammai's opinion is like that. Beis Shammai in Maseches Beitzah on Daf Yud Zayin and Aleph, Beis Shammai say that on a regular Shabbos, the Tefillah should consist of seven brachas. On a regular Yontif, the Shemoneh Esrei consists of seven brachas. On Rosh Chodesh Chali is B'Shabbos, on Yontif Chali is B'Shabbos, you have the first three brachas, the last three brachas, and you have two brachas in the middle. So it has eight brachas. Shemoneh Esrei have eight brachas. Because you need a separate bracha of Kedushas Hayom for Shabbos and a separate bracha of Kedushas Hayom for Yom. And we don't follow the opinion of Beis Shammai, we follow Beis Hillel. So Beis Hillel says he combined the two together. And then we follow Rebbe. Rebbe combines it further together. So the Shaila is the way we paskin la'alocha, that you combine it together, what's the nature of that combination? Is it that we assume that it's one Kedushas Hayom? Or do we really basically agree with Beis Shammai that it's really a separate Kedushas Hayom of Shabbos and a separate two Kedushas Hayom superimposed one on top of the other on top of the day? It's both Kedushas Shabbos and Kedushas Rosh Chodesh or Kedushas Shabbos Kedushas Yontif, and therefore really Mitam Shabbos you should start the final paragraph should start Alakeinu v'alakevaseinu v'tseinu v'nechaseinu. Mitam yanta we should start v'hasiyenu. So we want to show that we start both. We start v'hasiyenu, then we start v'alakeinu v'alakevaseinu v'tseinu v'nechaseinu. And then instead of saying like Beishamai, two totally different nuschos habracha, so we combine them in one. But basically, Beishamai is really right. You start with two haschalas, two different paragraphs. So should we assume no? That Beisilala disagreeing fundamentally with the Beishamai. Whereas the Beishamai hold that the two separate Kedusha Sayyam, Beisilala hold that it's not so. That that they blend in together. So if they blend in to be one Kedusha Sayyam, so there's no need to start two different paragraphs, Alakeinu, 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 as the paragraph that, the concluding paragraph for Shabbos, and Alakeinu to represent the concluding paragraph for Yonta. So he thought that this is the Nekudas HaMachlokes. No. Could be, could be, no. That was his suggestion. So he insisted that his family tradition is to daven the Nusach HaGro, that they don't say Alakeinu, 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 and that represents the idea that Beishilov disagree fundamentally with Beishama. The whole that it's Chodehi. Chodehi means Mamish, one Kedusha Sayyam. It's not two separate Kedusha Sayyam, one superimposed on top of the other. But if you look in the Rishonim, on the Rif, on the side of the Earth, the Rivot, and the Rabbeinu Yonah, they have two different ways, two different shades of interpretation. Shani Chocho, the Chodehi, Chodehi means that the two Kedusha Sayyams are related, or the two Kedusha Sayyam blend in to be one Kedusha Sayyam. It's really one and the same. Fine. So the Gemara quotes this din of Rebbe Ein Chos B'Mishnayim. What's the reason for Ein Chos B'Mishnayim? With the one exception to the rule, Mekadosh Shabbos is all the Hazman. Sure. Chodei. Yeah. And what's the reason why Ein Chos B'Mishnayim? Because they know it's a mitzvah chavir l'chavir. You're not allowed to use one Shema Malchus to serve as two different brachos. Greg Bigamar, my Havi Allah, was like, what's the Nusach HaBrocha at the end of Rachim Noah? Do you say Moshiach Yisrael, or do you say that Harezeh Bur? So you should say, Kvanim Rachmav Yushalayim Amen. So that's the Gemara Shalom, my Havi Allah, there was a Machlokes, Amrav Sheishes. It depends how you begin. If Pasach Rachim Al Yisrael Amecho, if you started off Rachim, have Rachmanis on the Jewish people, then you should conclude the same way you began in the beginning, Moshe Yisrael. But if you started a Pasach, Berachem al Yerushalayim, Mir Kodshecho, then Chosim Ibn Yerushalayim, however you started off, that's how you should finish. Rav Nachman disagrees, and what's the difference? Whether you started Rachem al Yisrael Amecha, Rachem al Yerushalayim, Mirecho, it's all the same thing. Afil a Pasach, Berachem al Yisrael Amecha, Chosim Ibn Yerushalayim, Shem Shem, Ben Yerushalayim Hashem, Nitche Yisrael Echanis, the two are connected. If you're going to have Binyan Yerushalayim, that'll be the Rachmanis on the Klal Yisrael. And the Gemara tells a story. Amalei Rav Zeir, le Rav Chisda, let's sit and learn together b'charusa. Nesi mar v'nisi, let's have a seder together. Amalei, so he says, well, you're going to learn with me. I'm such an amaretz, I don't even know how to recite benching. You want to learn with me? He says, what do you mean you don't know how to recite benching? What are you talking about? So he says, I just ate by the Reish Galusa. They were mechabin me the bench. And then one of the rabbis was there, Rav Sheshes, and he started to stare at me like I'm crazy. Zakfi Rav Sheshes Lekue. He stretched out his neck, Kechibya, like a snake, stretches out his neck. So the other one asked him, why? What did you do that was so unusual in the benching that he stretched out his neck? He said, because I didn't. I followed the nusach that my mother taught me, whatever his father taught. He didn't say bris, toiran, malchus, based of it. So he says, what did you do that for? So he says, that's Rav Chanan Olam HaRav says like that. So he says, so you throw out all the Tanoim and Amroim, you follow Rav, you deserve that Rav Sheshi should look at you like you're crazy, because we don't follow Rav yet. What did Rav say over here? It's interesting. Rav says that if you didn't say Brist Choshech HaSam Tov HaSaren or Alter Os Choshech HaMadaton Malchus Bizdov and Mishichecho Yotza, why? Because by some people this is irrelevant. Brist L'fi Shein HaBenoshim, women don't have a mitzvah B'Smilah. And Torah Malchus and the Fishen and Loi Benoshim and Loi Ba'avodim. Yeah. The women are not Mukhayib and Talmud Torah. Women are Mukhayib and Talmud Torah in order to be able to observe the mitzvah. And Mukhayib is a mitzvah of Ne'atzma. And Rechnein is also Mukhayib and Mitzvah's Kisha. What do I mean, Malchus? There's no Malchus Ba'avodim. You can't appoint an Evid Knaini as a Melech because it says, Sam Tosim Alach Melech, Mikarev Achecha Tosim Alach Melech. Mikarev Achecha means Mimuv Koshev Achecha. You have to be a big Miyuchas. They cannot appoint an Eved Kenaini as the Melech over Klal Yisrael. That's the din of Mimuf Moshe Bachech. What's the din of Isha? So the Sifrei has a comment. The Psikte quotes. The Sifrei doesn't really have. The Psikte has it. Santos Melech 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 Veloy Malki. You're not permitted to appoint a woman to the position of Malchus. So Rav Chanan quotes in the name of Rav that he thought that the nusach of the Birchas Hamazon should be the same nusach for men and for women. So since women are not going to say Al Brischo Shachasam to Bibsareinu, and the women and the Avarim are neither going to say Al Tarascho Shalomanatan or Malchus Bizdavim Mishichecho, because these three in Yanam are Bris and Torah and Malchus have no shaykhs to the women and to the Avarim. So therefore, the nusach HaBracha should be the same for everybody. This is the Gemara that the Tosfos on Chof Omid Beis. The Gemara had a suffix whether Noshim and Brichas Hamazon are deraisa de Rabbanon. So what was the rule for a suffix? It's a mitzvah says Shalah is Magrama. And it remains an Ibaid Lev Shita al Pipashtim. So Rashi claims the reason why there's room to think that the Chiyav of the Noshim and Brichas Hamazon is only the Rabbanon, because Noshim Lanot Lechelik Ba'oritz, so they don't have to thank. B'nai Slavcha was an exception to the rule, Rashi writes. That was chelik avim, that was an exception to the rule. But in principle, the women are not l'chelik ba'aretz. So since the women are not mukhif to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for matnas Eretz Yisrael, so the Gemara is misupik, maybe it's all or nothing. Maybe they're not mukhif to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu even for the food either. Taisus is not happy about that. What do you mean, b'nai slavcha, an exception to the rule? A lot of the girls got Yerusha. It depends if there are sons, so the daughters don't get it. If there are no sons, so the daughters do get Yerusha. Well, where is there such a principle that women al pidin are not la benois Yerusha ninu? There is no such rule. So Tosfos gave a different interpretation. It's really based on our Gemara. They say, Amina lekaman on daf mem tes, that bris and Torah, and malchus beis David is likuven. Whoever didn't say it is not yoytze. And Tosfos seems to learn kipshuto. You don't say you're not yoytze. The Torah wasn't sure whether it's to be taken literally. Tosfos seems to understand it literally. So they say that's the shaila by the noshim. The noshim are not mukhif to thank Hakadosh Baruch Hu brischo shechasam to b'msareinu, val terascho shalim aritonu. They're not mukhif to thank Malchus Bris David. Not mukhif because noshim have no shaychus with Malchus. Noshim and avadim. So that was the Gemara suffering. Maybe they're potter from the whole brichas hamos. Maybe they're not mukhif at all. Min haTorah. Maybe the Mishnah that says women have to bench. Maybe it's only with the Rabban. So this is the Gemara that Tosfos built up their whole shas. So this Amora in the Gemara, Rav Chanan quotes in the name of Rav, that nobody has to say, Lama Bris and Torah and Malchus Yotza, everyone's Yotza b'Yevet, because you can't tell me it's a different nusach for women and a different nusach for men. That was the whole premise. Tosfos was assuming that yes, against Rav Chanan Amora. Our Gemara also says, Kol HaTanaim V'Chol HaAmoraim disagree with Rav. They hold that maybe the women and the Avonim don't have to say these lines, but the men have to say the whole benching, including these lines. Then the Gemara comes up with a new story. The Shaila from before, whether HaTayva Meitiv is a continuation of the Bichas Hamazon, in which case it's a Brocha Smucha L'Chavato, in which case it doesn't require Malchus, or should I assume, no, it's a separate Brocha that's recited after the conclusion of the benching is all over, and the Mela separate Brocha that will require Malchus. Amar Rabba Bacham Rabbi Yechana, HaTayva Meitiv Tzricha Malchus. Yeah. Craig the Gemara, my Kamash Malon, Kol Brach, Shema Malchus, Lo Shema Brach, Rabbi Yechon already said it, Chod Ezim, Nela Rabbi Yechonon. So here the Rishonim Nachronim ask, it's a very difficult Gemara. What are they asking, my Kamash Malon? The Gemara just said before, it's a Machlek Yisatanai, whether Teiva Meitiv is part of the benching or not, it's part of the benching. So it's Mucha L'Chavata, he's taking a stand, he's saying Teiva Meitiv is not part of the benching. So Mimela, you have to have Malchus. What's, that's Rabbi Kivegi's Kasha, yeah. Rabbi Kivegi is kasha, but it's Tzricha Malchus. What do you mean by Kamashmo? Machloike Satanoi. So the Rashboi tells you, they put in brackets to look in the Rashboi. The Rashboi just has a comment that before it was a Braisa. So Tanoim are in the practice of pontificating. A Tana makes a din, and he doesn't explain what the din is based on. You break your head and you'll figure out what the reason is. Amorim Yeshlem Lefarish Yosef. That's what Tosfos always says all over in Shas. And Amora means one who speaks. The word Amora means to speak. So the Amorim are supposed to explain themselves. So that's what Rabbi Yochanan was driving at. If he's trying to tell me that Atada Meitiv is Labda Raisa, it's not part of the Bichas Hamaz, and it's a, so you should have said so. That was the Gemara's question. Why doesn't he explain himself better? So the Gemara says, no, what he really meant to say was that Atada Meitiv needs Shtei Malchias, Chodah Dita, V'chodah Dibani Rishalayim. Okay. So the Gemara is going to say, maybe three Malchias. Okay, believe that. Maybe tomorrow we'll start from this Gemara. How many times do you have to mention Melech and I'll tell them to them why? Why should? What about Yalav Yavai? Shulchan Aruch, what about Yalav Yavai?